Blog Talk Radio.
This the place to come where we all can address the issue. Debating different topics, bring friends and family with you. You can say what you want, speak whatever you feel. When Nizzy Nay and Tay in the building,
it's what?
It's real.
Talk Radio.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio, or should I say, It's Hard Times Radio, because we're facing some hard times right now over here. I'm trying to tell you, ALV, hey. We're going through some rough times, man. There's all types of stuff going on right now, man.
Oh, man, it's super hard right now. As we speak, man, I'm holding a microphone up, man.
Tell them about your night, man. Tell them, man.
If y'all don't know, if anybody been watching the Weather Channel, Michigan just got hit with like a bucket of Mother Nature's water, like on everything, like everywhere is flooded. You can't even use a freeway, bro. Like everywhere is flooded, man. Like I got drenched walking from Sam's Club to my car, and it went number 50 feet away. By the time I got in there, it looked like I took a dip with my clothes on, man. And in turn, it has messed up my phone. I know that's pretty long-winded, but like it's been raining since I went to sleep today. So it's been like hard, nonstop, since I went to sleep today, bro. Like, it's real out here in these streets. I'm watching it right now. Hey, right now as we speak, they showing me all the flooding, bro. Like, it's ridiculous out here, man. Like, if you stay in Michigan and you listening, you already know how I feel about the situation.
It's crazy, man. That reminds me, probably like two months ago, down here in Maryland, I got caught, and I went to go to the computer to get my shot. It was a desktop computer, and I went to go get my computer out the shop, and I was busing it that day. So I'm on a bus stop, right, and it just started pouring. Now, I checked the weather. I ain't know nothing about no super dramatic superstorm coming, and
right?
I'm on a bus stop on my desktop computer, and when I say it poured, I mean, like, it was like Vietnam out there. Like,
my
I had on butters, right? Like, my butters felt like I was walking in a lake. Like, my shirt, everything was drenched. I had to throw some of the clothes I had on, I had to throw some of them away. Like, it was that bad. I got rained on that hard. Like tank tops and all that had to get thrown away. Socks had to get thrown away. You know what I mean? It was crazy. I was scared my computer wasn't going to work. My computer did work, but it was messed up anyway. Not from the rain, but anyway, so it wasn't no good. It was crazy, man. My butters, they definitely not no more good. They got to get thrown away.
It was crazy,
so I know exactly what you mean.
That's bogus. You have to get rid of the butters, bro. Oh, no.
I'm glad they wasn't new. Like, I'm the type of person that keep my stuff up. Like, I don't just be wearing, like, my good clothes around the house just to lay around there.
So
years ago, but they still looked all right, though. They still looked all right. It wasn't ran down or nothing. But that rain did a Mortal Kombat finish them, get over here, uppercut, down to the pit of hell.
Hey.
Fatality. You know what I mean? It was done now, but I don't know, man. It's crazy, man. It's like this. For real, to be honest, man, 2014 just ain't been my year, man. When I tell you it's been some rough times,
rough times,
personal life, doing this show, all of that, dealing with headaches, dealing with people not living up to their words, all types of stuff going on. Like, it's crazy.
Bro, real talk on all that whole situation, man, is that you got, I understand it's going to be hard, bro. I don't know, but we got to keep going, man. Hey, man, we got to keep going, bro.
We're going to keep hope alive. You know how it go, man. So,
bro,
got a real quick shout out Nizzy, who is under the weather. It was a last minute decision for her to fall back. It's like 1 minute, like literally 60 seconds before we go on air. And I'm like, Nizzy, can you do it? She's like, yeah, I'll do it. I'm like, no, you're not going on air. You're not going on air like that. Like, no, you good. Fall back. So I know Nipsey's on the switchboard right now listening. So shout out to my partner in crime, Nizzy, who can't be on air tonight because she sounds like the Crypt Keeper from Tales from the Crypt.
Get well, Nizzy. I hope you hear this. This is a genuine get well from me, from your nemesis. This is a genuine. Jesus, man. Hey, look, speaking of which, man, look, man, I want to let everybody who's listening, man, get in on the topic at hand. As far as, like, are we living in the last days? Because if you ain't really paying attention to how all these natural disasters are accumulating at an accelerated rate, there's something wrong with you, man. Like, what you need to do is, like, turn off your TV, forget your True Blood, forget your Breaking Bad, forget your hip-hop in Atlanta and all that other shit, man. Like, you need to actually pay attention to what the hell is happening to the world around you, bro. Like, I don't get how everywhere is flooding. Not North Carolina, but you got California that got wildfires, bro. And this hurricane's hitting Hawaii. Like, how often do hurricanes get Hawaii? Like, I know Florida gets them all the time. Florida gets them just like drug dealers get keys. Like, you know, they come periodically. But Hawaii don't get smacked that much, bro. 20 years, bro, they got smacked, and they got hit hard, man. Like, I don't know. I think Mother Nature, they're like, really don't like humans. You know what I mean? Can we actually blame her, bro? Like, we out here doing some fucked up shit, man. You know what I mean, dog? Like, what was this one thing I was reading and tell you, man, over in Russia, bro, like some type of methane pockets, since the permafrost was, like, thawing, methane pockets just, like, are forming, bro. It looked like an alien tried to land in, like, Earth's core, bro. If you look it up, bro, you'll see it. I was looking on there and reading it. Like, I'm like, what the hell is going on, bro? Like, climate change, man? Like it's about to be, like, 90 degrees every single summer, bro? It's going to be 90. Just 90, 90, 90, 90, bro. Like, that stuff about to get, like, real worse, man. Like, real worse. And I ain't trying to be here to see it, but, you know, like, humans, bro, we, like, infested this land with a whole bunch of, you know what I'm saying, manufacturing oil companies and you know, nuclear this and nuclear
that. Yeah, nuclear
that.
Power plants and all that, greenhouse gas, all of that stuff, like.
And the funny thing about it, the funny thing about all of this manufacturing, putting all the chemicals in the air, messing up, you know, the natural balance of how the earth is supposed to be, we actually have alternatives, you know what I'm saying? So we won't use that much harsh chemicals and resources that we all can, like, you know, still live and sustain our living situation on, bro. And don't nobody want to use them. Don't nobody want to use them, man. Like if we start using uranium, I was looking up that a little bit, man, doing some research. Like, that is something that we can tap into, but you know, government officials and corporations don't want to do that because they make so much money off of oil. That's like a billion, almost trillion-dollar industry. They're not about to shut them down, you know what I mean, and just start building this from scratch. They're like, man, forget you. Fuck what you talk about, man. You know what I'm saying? I want to charge motherfuckers $365 at the pump, you know what I mean? Like, I want all this money, bro. Like, who gives a shit about this world, man? I want the cash. It's like, man, you ain't going to have that much world left to spend the cash in, dude. Like, are they really thinking about the well-being and everything else, man, or are you just trying to get your pockets fat, bro?
It's a really greedy world that we live in, and, I mean, it's just crazy to see how things go. Like, you know, you look at, like, a lot of the, like, the tropical rainforests and stuff like that, like, all the trees that's being destroyed and all that, and people don't even, it's crazy how people, like, don't pay attention or care about the environment, but that stuff is real, because, like you said, the natural balances, all that stuff is real, like, all that global warming, that stuff is real, and, like, people need to wake up and understand that, like, you know what I mean, you need to understand what's happening and try to be a part of the solution and not the problem, like, you know, even as far as, like, loitering and stuff like that, like, you should want to, like, take care of this planet that we inhabit because we ain't got nowhere else to go. We can't breathe on Mars.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
we ain't got nowhere else to go, and it is jacked up right now. All these super storms, these chemtrails, they putting chemicals in the air. You know what I mean? Not explaining to us what's happening. Like, it's so these pointless wars, killing innocent people, innocent kids and stuff, be dying, dropping bombs on each other, all this crime, you know, people robbing black-on-black crime, raping, and it's so much horrible stuff happening right now. One can only question if we're living in the last days, because if you check the Bible, then you'll see that a lot of the stuff that, you know, it talks about, like, especially in, like, Revelations, is stuff is actually happening. It makes you really think. Like, a lot of that stuff is coming true, and it's like, that's like when you know the end is near, and it's like, that's kind of crazy. You know what I mean? To see predictions come true, and a lot of prophets predicted this stuff, too, throughout history, and to see the stuff happening now is like, wow, like, these superstorms is crazy. I'm spraying chemicals in the air. We don't know what the heck that is. It's crazy. All that stuff crazy. Like, that stuff's crazy, man.
Bro, look, let's be honest. If you, whether or not, I'm going to put this out there for everybody who may believe in God or who may not believe in God, or, you know, you think of evolution. Regardless of what you believe in, you have to understand that everything that you read, even if, hold on, let me put this in better terms. You got to understand, and it's happening regardless of whether or not you want to acknowledge it. Put it like that. Regardless of whether or not you want to acknowledge it, it's happening. And, like, the fact that, you know what I'm saying, like, I understand people busy with, like, day-to-day anxieties. I got to get these bills paid. You know, I got to take care of my kids. You know, I got to go to work. I need to work out. I got to clean the house. I understand all those daily anxieties will overwhelm you. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you're worried about, oh, football coming on, my favorite show coming on. Like, bro, but, like, that's all cool, but you just need to, like, be aware of everything around you. Like, it's all right for you to go about your daily life, but you have to be aware of the change that's around you, because fortune favors the prepared. If you are more inclined as to know, like, all right, this was going on in my life, but I still keep an ear out as to, like, what's going on around the world, because that type of stuff, regardless of whether or not you acknowledge it, is going to have an effect on you wherever you go. Especially in society, bro, everything is being watched. So if it happens somewhere, everybody about to know about it. You dig what I'm saying? But the funny thing about people who, when it comes to religion, a lot of people don't agree with the Bible at all. But, however, that is the only book that actually was like, hey, you know, down the line, this stuff is going to happen. So when this starts happening, you might want to start paying attention to what's going on around you, because it's going to be upon you. So it's like, all right, well, I don't believe that type of crap is going to happen, and I don't believe in God, you know, da-da-da, just dumb stuff's happening. But, like, it's kind of funny that it's happening in that context, though, isn't it? Like, it's kind of weird for you not to, like, believe it or, you know what I'm saying, have any essential facts, but the fact that it's actually happening, you might want to just, like, give a little listen, man, because you could go on about your life, and the next thing you know, you weren't paying no attention. You know what I mean? And now you stuck. You dig what I'm saying? You remember, what was it? It was this story back in, like, when I was in elementary. It was about an ant and a grasshopper. The ant was all trying to store food for when it's about to get cold, and the grasshopper's chilling, like, man, what you working so hard for? And the ant's like, man, it's about to get cold. I'm trying to store up as much food as possible before it get cold, and I'm not able to get any food. The grasshopper's like, man, think of all that. You know, just chill back, relax, and enjoy yourself, man. Why are you worried about all that crap? And then when it snowed, the ant got this big pile of food. It's about to smash on the grasshopper sitting over there empty-handed. Like, well, damn, like, what the hell happened? Like, he was like, man, I was trying to tell you, but you weren't trying to hear nothing I was saying. You're just taking it easy. Like, yeah, whatever happens, happens. Like, you know what I'm saying, man? Like, your intuition still, I mean, you know, it's got to be something wrong with you if you don't really feel that. Like, don't something feel off, man? Like, why, this stuff is happening simultaneously. I can see if it's happened, like, once every couple years. This stuff's happening back to back to back, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, first is a flood. First is a wildfire. Then it's an earthquake. Then it's another earthquake. Then it's a hurricane. Then it's a tornado. Then it's a flood. Like, in the past 3 months, bro, and it's like, well, damn. Like, what the fuck is going on? You know what I mean, bro? And don't nobody want to pay attention to it. Because you know, everybody don't want the truth, like, in their face, man. And, like, fuck that. This is real talk radio, bro. You're going to hear it anywhere. You about to hear from either me or Tay, bro. And you already know we about to come full force with that shit, bro. Pay a fucking attention, man. For real. You know what I'm saying? Turn all that video game shit off, all that put your drugs down, put your drinks down, stop sniffing your coke, put away your pills, and you know what I mean, man? And just look outside, bro. Shit's crazy.
It is, man. Like, you got to understand what's happening right now. I mean, even if you're a type person that's like, you don't care about all the political stuff and all the environment stuff, well, all right, at least care about your neighborhood and your family and friends and people that you, your loved ones and stuff. You got to pay attention to that stuff, too, because there's so many different angles to it. I mean, as far as living in the last days, we're talking about everything. We ain't just talking about this or that. Everything. I mean, even down to, like, to the point where, like, the violence is so out of control, you're not safe walking the streets in your own neighborhood. Like, so that stuff counts, too. So we can all relate to, in some sense, we can all relate to, like, how bad things are right now. You know what I mean? And it's crazy because as bad as we got it in America, it don't have nothing on, like, these other countries that's, you know, just picture going outside and just seeing missiles just flying in the air, falling down, and everybody's, oh, run, evacuate. Like,
right.
They're having it rough sitting there, you know, firing missiles back at each other and, you know, people having bombs strapped to them and blowing themselves up. And, it's so much going on right now. Like, it's crazy. Like, you know, one person can't save the world. You know what I mean? That's for sure. But everybody can play their part in trying to do things better, like raise your kids the right way. You know what I mean? Teach them right from wrong. Don't just beat the crap out of them. Like, you know, install values in them. Like, teach them, like, how you're supposed to do things. You know what I mean? Teach them the right way. Spend that quality time with them. Like, why would you have your son hanging out with the little hoolum knucklehead kids around the neighborhood that's always getting in trouble, but you so busy right about going to the club tonight that you're not even home to pay attention to that stuff? Or you so busy hanging out with the fellas getting high, you're not there to pay attention. Like, come on, man. You know, like, everybody plays a part. I don't care if you represent the political party. I don't care if you represent the science community. I don't care if you represent just the regular neighborhood. We all got to deal with this reality and what's happening right now. And things are rough, things are bad, things are out of control. You know, having said that, I got to touch on something that I didn't get a chance to touch on when we opened up. You know, I got to give a rest in peace shout out, and we need to take a moment of silence for the great Robin Williams. Let's take a 5-second moment of silence. That's for the late, great Robin Williams, who passed away, which is believed that it was a suicide. I don't know if you heard, LV. I don't know if you got a chance to check the news or social media, but it's the number one trending topic right now.
It's apparent suicide, bro. Let me tell you something right now. If you watched or liked Robin Williams, you understand that that man was not only hilariously funny, but he was very brilliant, man. And, like, it's just, I don't know, man. It's sometimes, you know, being an actor and that Hollywood life is not what it's all cracked up to be, man. It ain't all glitter and gold, man. Like, some of that stuff does take a toll on you, man, regardless of whether or not it was apparent suicide or it was by some type of other means, bro. You have to understand this is still a great person that we lost. And, like, the fact that all these great people are passing, bro, it keeps accumulating, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Robin Williams, bro, I love that dude, bro. He used to have me in stitches, man. He was freaking hilarious, man. Like,
yo,
the guy was
my man. Like, Robin
awesome,
Williams
bro.
Is my
he,
man. I grew
he,
up on
yes,
stuff
yes.
like Hook and Aladdin, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Come on, man. Like, what, Jumanji? Even when he played
Jumanji,
in Good Will Hunting.
What?
Jumanji, bro. Good Will Hunting, bro. Was one of my favorite movies with him. And he wasn't even funny in the movie, bro. He was a shriek. He was a shriek, man.
Man, he's an outstanding actor and entertainer. His, his latest stand-up comedy had me, bro. I had no idea, like, over all the years, right? I always knew Robin Williams as an actor, but never as a stand-up comedian. And I see one of his stand-ups, I don't know, it was like 08, 09, 010, one of those years. But I couldn't believe how funny he was. And I was like, Robin Williams stand-up. I was like, oh, man, I don't know about this. I watched it. I'm like, wow, his stand-up is as good as his movies. Like, he is hilarious. Like, wow, this dude is just a natural. Like, you don't get – you get a Robin Williams once a generation. Once per generation. You don't get multiple Robin Williams in the same generation, man. That's how great he is. We gotta show Robin some love, man.
That guy was hilarious, man. Like, drop dead. Like, man, that dude was funny, bro. That dude was funny. And the funny thing about it was, man, I was born in Cook County, Illinois, raised in Detroit, Michigan, man. I did not know Robin Williams was also from Chicago, Illinois, bro. He was born there.
Bro, he was from the Shy?
He's from the Shy, bro. He's from the Shy, dude. Robin Williams is from the Shy, man.
I would have never guessed that.
Robin Williams is from the Shy. You know what, man? To be honest with you, Chicago got a lot of talent coming out of that city, man. Look, like, if any of y'all young thugs happen, I don't even know how you got this radio channel on your phone, or anybody that's staying in Chicago, man, y'all need to chill the hell out, man. Your president is from Chicago, man. I expect a lot more, you know what I'm saying, decorum, bro. Like, you got a lot of great, you know, attributes and stuff about that city, man. Like, that shit need to be stand up, bro. Like, Robin Williams is awesome, man. Like, hands down, bro, one of the funniest comedians, bro. He's top 10 on my list, bro.
Man. That hurt my feelings, man. My feelings hurt right now. I can't even lie to you. That is my man. I'm telling you, like, that's my man. That's like, me, Robin Williams passing is like Martin passing. Like, that's how much I admire Robin Williams. Like, that is he gave me so much joy as, like, a kid growing up.
Yeah,
all those
man.
Things that he was in and made you laugh and gave you those good moments. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, man.
And then especially for it to be a suicide, like, that's the crazy part. Like, you never want to see a good person go that way.
Suicide, though? Come on, man.
That's what they're saying, man. It's,
you know what,
know,
man?
They say he was suffering from depression. I was watching a little bit of CNN before we had the show. And, they were saying he was suffering from depression. He had, like, I think heart surgery. They said back in, like, 09, like, 5 years ago. And they were saying, like, you know, that's something that's pretty common for people that go through depression when they have heart surgery. I don't know why. I was, like, kind of listening, but I had to get ready for the show also. So, you know, anybody can, you know, kind of put it in perspective if I'm getting anything wrong right now, because I wasn't able to fully focus. I was getting ready for the show, but they were saying, from what I heard, they were saying, like, when you have heart surgery, you know, people tend to, like, go through, like, depression, and, you know, you were suffering from depression. I don't know if it's proven that the heart surgery had anything to do with it, but he was suffering from depression, and which led to the apparent suicide. Now, I don't know. When they say suicide, I tried to check social media. I didn't see an actual report on what was the cause of death. So, like, I don't know. Did he get hung? Did he hang himself? Did he shoot himself? Did he overdose on medication? I don't know, but
I think it was asphyxiation, which is kind of like choking yourself to death.
Of all ways to go, man, that's suffering. Oof.
Bro, like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? If you want to, you got to understand, man, that it's pros and cons to everything that you do, all right? There's pros and cons to everything that you do. Saying that is that if you think that Hollywood is this awesome place, you mean all these A-listers, like extras, like, oh, yeah, guess what Kim K and Kanye did? They went on this awesome yacht boat and, you know what I'm saying, spent $20 million on caviar and tennis shoes and some stupid shit like that. But, like, in the back, you know what I'm saying, you see Kanye losing his fucking mind, you know, because paparazzi's harassing them, people harassing them and all that stuff. Like, bro, that stuff ain't all cool, man. Just because you one big-ass paid actor and got a whole bunch of publicity and money, man, that don't mean that you're not human anymore. You know what I mean, man? You still
right,
the same problem. you know what I mean, having heart surgery and all that, man, I don't know. It could have changed him. You know what I mean? Like, we don't even know. Something could have happened. He could have had some type of, you know, epiphany, like, you know, maybe this isn't that well. Maybe this isn't that well. We have no idea. But all I'm saying is, man, is like, whatever you got, if you're above ground, you got to be grateful, because if you're not where you want to be in life, it's either two things that's happening. Either you on your way out the door or you're not pushing hard enough. And if you're not pushing hard enough, the only obstacle you have is you. You know what I mean? And that's for anybody suffering from depression, because I had an issue with that back when I was younger. And I just, you know what I'm saying, I started like, I don't know, man. I just started like trying to build confidence in myself, just started like setting certain goals for myself and achieving those. And after that, man, I just kept doing it. Then, like, you know, once you get the ball rolling, you got a couple setbacks, but you got so much self-esteem, you know what I mean? You just keep pushing past that. Like, all right, you know, no biggie, this happened. I'll just do this and do that, and I'll be able to get on with it. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know.
That's crazy, man. And like David's saying, that depression is actually considered an actual disease, pretty much a mental disease. It's like a real disease, like a real diagnosis. Like, it's real. Like, you know, don't just be thinking, like, depression is a part of life. It's all good. We all go through it. Like, yeah, we all go through it at some point in time, but there's levels to it. And if you're suffering from severe depression, then you should definitely try to seek help, for real. Because, I mean, you can get help, and that could be the difference from your life. I mean, because even if you're the type, even if you wouldn't do it, like, you know, it's easy to say what you wouldn't do if you're not suffering from severe depression. But even if you wouldn't do it, like, having a healthy heart means something. It could be the difference in 10, 20 added years to your life. Like, being depressed and just keeping it bottled in and just dealing with it is not healthy. Like, you know, and as you get older, your heart can't take as much as it could when you was younger. And if you're suffering from a lot of depression, you know, it's likely that, you know, you could actually die from depression. If you don't think people can die from depression, look at cases where I've seen this happen a lot. This even happened in my family. Like, where, let's say, the husband dies, right? And they were an old couple, like 69, 73, right? The husband dies. A year later, the wife dies. Grandma died, grandpa's died 6 months later. That's depression. He's so sad. His heart, he's so old, you can't even deal with it. Like, depression is real. Depression will kill you, man. It's not a game at all. Sometimes I had cases in my family where, like, one sister died, but it was, like, so close, the other sister died, like, less than a year later. Depression, you're just so tore up. You know what I mean? Like, you got to be able to, you know, depression is real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Depression is really real. Matter of fact, a lot of these people that's out here causing, like, shooting the block up and robbing, stealing, hurting, killing people, like, a lot of these people suffer from depression. And, you know, they're using the streets as an outlet, a way to release their rage, and they're going around hurting people, but they really need help. Like, they really messed up inside. People done been, a lot of these little dudes that think they hard and going around terrorizing, these little dudes been, like, molested, you know what I mean, raped, beat up, bullied their whole life, treated like crap, abused by their parents, all types of stuff. You know what I mean? So that stuff is real. That's a big part of the problem what's happening in society right now, to be honest.
Man, trauma tends to linger, man, and it does manifest itself. If it's not, like, combated, like, seriously, bro, trauma does linger, bro. That's pretty damn bad, to be honest with you, man, for somebody as talented as Robert Williams to, you know, go out the door like that, man. But, like, I don't think he's the first – he's not the first, like, actor or celebrity that had depression issues, man. Michael Jackson had depression issues, bro. He was very depressed, bro. Very depressed, man. That just you being an entertainer or a celebrity, bro, it does take a lot out of you, man, because every single way somebody's pulling you. You either got promotions, you got shows, you got movies. You know what I mean? Not to mention, you still got your bills. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to make sure your agent not screwing you over, keep your lawyers satisfied.
Right, and accountants and all that stuff. And
like you got a team of people.
Even doctors overcharging you for services, like everything. Like you deal with so much. You got to watch what you say. You got to watch what you do. You got to watch where you go. That's a serious lifestyle to live. I'm too much of a laid-back person. Anybody that knows me personally knows I'm way too much of a laid-back person to be a person for the limelight. Like, I would never want, like media following me and all up in my business. I don't even be wanting friends and family to know my business sometimes, to be honest. I'm more of a laid-back person, man. Certain people know certain things. You know what I mean? But I don't just be throwing myself out there like that. I wouldn't sign up for it. I would rather be living comfortable in a regular lifestyle, you know what I mean? Just kind of just getting by all my bills paid and I'm straight, I'm not homeless, than to be rich and famous. I'd love to be rich, not rich and famous. The fame, I'll pass on.
Man.
We did a show. What would you sacrifice for fame? Or what would you sacrifice for fame and fortune? It was recently. It was like within the last like couple of months, and we was talking about stuff like that, and then we got into the whole celebrity thing and, you know, Satanism, because there's a lot of Satanism going on in Hollywood. There's a lot of Satanism. There's a lot of devil worshiping going on out there. Let's just keep it a buck. Let's keep it real. Like, we all, you know what I mean?
What is up with that? Who the fuck wants to worship Satan? You dumbass. Who the fuck worships Satan? Like, don't you see that the devil is busy, man? That motherfucker is busy, bro. You think you got it hard working a double at your whole ass server's job or your 9-to-5? You motherfuckers working 365, 24/7, bro. Like, every moment he plotting and scheming something, bro. And if you do not believe that motherfucker's real, then how come there's a whole bunch more demonic movies dropping every motherfucking year and none about God, bro? The closest thing we got to anything coming out on movies or anything that's giving any type of portrayal about Jesus is this ignorant shit called Black Jesus, bro. Like, if the producer listening, you need to slap yourself, bro. I like the Boondocks, but y'all taking that just a little too motherfucking far, bro. Like, chill the fuck out. How can you not, and even if you are an atheist, how can you not acknowledge that, you know, God is real, but acknowledge that this motherfucker real, bro? Like, if he real, what makes you think God not real, bro? And we all know the devil out here alive and breathing, man. He behind the scenes, man. That's where the real scheming and corrupt and shit like that happen, bro. Behind the scenes, man, where you can't really see and know what's going on. You know, all this bullshit we fed, you know what I'm saying? That's just to keep us pacified, you know what I'm saying, as the real shit go down. You know, it's just better to keep people under control if they don't know about it and they go on about their little lives. It's, you know what I mean? Because if people actually knew what was going on as far as, like, where this world's going to go if this start happening, then people will lose hope. And if you lose hope, then you will see a real-life purge. No doubt about it, bro. Once you lose hope, then you feel like you ain't got nothing else to lose, bro. So, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a real-life purge, man. And I'm not just talking about that movie. I mean, like, seriously, man. It's a big thing. I mean, that movie shit that come out may all be fictional, man, but, like, I don't know. Some of that movie shit don't be all bullshit, bro. It don't. The bad thing about it is that if people know that this is the type of situation and this is what's going to go down and we're going to have to suffer some harsh consequences if we stay down this road, then why don't nobody do nothing about it? You know what I mean? Why don't nobody do nothing about it, man? How come nobody... You know what I mean? Like, if you love your neighborhood, you know how all the rappers coming out like, man, I'm from my hood, I rep my hood, this is my hood, I grew up in my hood. You know, like, motherfucker, what you doing for it? Honestly, like, what the fuck are you doing for it? You know what I'm saying? When was the last time you went out and raked the neighbor's grass or, you know what I'm saying? Because if you like something so much, you know, and you value it, you're going to make sure it stays tip-top. You got some brand-new Jordans, don't you? You value them $300 motherfucking shoes, so you're going to make sure the bitches stay crispy, clean. You're going to wash the shoelaces, the soles. You're going to spray starch on there. You know what I mean?
You're going to get it polished if it needs to be. You're going to keep them boys in a glass case. You're going to wipe them down with Windex. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you picture your neighborhood like that, bro. Like, this is where I grew up at. Ain't no way in hell I want the place where I call home looking like fucking Beirut. You know what I'm saying? And the funny thing about that, bro, is don't nothing change unless, you know what I'm saying, it start at your house, man. And if you ain't got nobody trying to, like, not only teach you how to be as a human, but you know what I'm saying, like, take care of what you value, man. And, like, if you think that, you know, all this material shit is value, you out your motherfucking mind. Like, if we fuck up this world, where else you gonna go? What, you think Mars is about to be adequate? Out your goddamn mind. You want to look at red all motherfucking day? What, you think they're about to build a big-ass dome full of air for your ass so you're going to live in a bubble on another planet? Is that what you want to do? You want to go to Mars and live on a bubble on another planet? You dumb-ass motherfucker. How about you just chill the fuck out and just cultivate what you already have, man? Like, it's not really that late for people to start, like, you know, switching, like, you know, just putting more time and emphasis on stuff that's going to help us down in the long run. You know what I mean, bro? Because if we keep screwing up the world the way it is, man, ain't nobody going to be here to tell that damn story. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody going to be able – there won't be anything left. And, like, at the end of the day, man, money is only as important as the value you put into it. Like, think about it. You got Jackson's face on the $20 bill. It's worth something. Put my face on that motherfucking $20 bill. It ain't worth shit. Now, how come it ain't worth shit? It's his because he was the president? Like, if you put my face on there and you value that $20, motherfuckers going to be killing over that $20 with my face on there. And I smile like a motherfucker on that bitch. Ain't none of them smile. You know what I mean, man? You putting value into a piece of paper that got a man's face on it, dude. Like, the real value, man, is, like, your family. You know what I'm saying? If you want to say your neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? Like your land, all that natural stuff that we had before we even got too deep into technology, which is, in fact, dumbing us down to what's going on around us anyway, man.
It's definitely dumbing us down. That's for sure. Like, we so caught up in the hype and, like, you know, social media. And I love social media, don't get me wrong, but, I mean, reality shows and, you know, our iPads, iPhones, Galaxies, you know what I mean? Having the hottest phone, having the hottest technology, the hottest whatever. You know what I mean? It really does take away your focus if you allow it to. Because it's not the technology that's doing, it's still us have to make that conscious decision. But that stuff is mesmerizing. It definitely is. You know what I mean? You got to make that conscious decision to try to educate yourself. Because I can say years ago, I was starting to become one of the puppets. Like, I was really starting to become a puppet. And then one of my friends had me watch this video on YouTube. I forgot the name of it, but it was talking about, like, the whole 9/11 thing. Yeah. And then once that woke me up to everything. Once I seen that, I'm like, man, whatever. These people were just talking crazy stuff. Nobody, people with nothing better else to do than try to pick at stuff and all that. And then I looked at it because, you know, once you see facts, you can't really argue facts. I started looking at it like, hold up, wait a minute. I ain't stupid now, hold up. And I started looking, I'm like, wow. And then one thing led to another, and I started opening up. And then I started paying less attention to, like, just what's the best reality show out right now, but more attention to, like, trying to educate myself or not with, like, stuff like the news and stuff going to tell you, because they only going to tell you what they want you to hear. But, like, doing my own research and find out what's really going on in the world. You know what I mean? You still need the news. Don't get me wrong. You need to know what's going on. But you need to, like, be your own person. Don't be a follower. Like, do your own research. Find out your own information. You know what I mean? Like, you got to ask yourself, like, would you go to a trial? Like, would you go to a trial when you go with your attorney and y'all not have the research and have a, you know, put together so you can properly speak real truth and real facts to help you win?
Defend.
You got to look at life the same way. Like, you need to understand and know what's going on. You know what I mean? Like, it's real.
I don't know, man. I don't want to make it seem like, you know what I'm saying, people, you got to get ready for war, man. But I'm just saying, man, you just need to be more conscious of the stuff that's going on around you. Now, I'm not saying look at the news and become, you know, frightened or apocalyptic. What I'm saying is, man, is just be aware of your surroundings, man, so, like, you can act accordingly. I'm not saying that you always going to have those resources or that financial capability to be able to combat any type of situation, because sometimes it's going to be out of your hand. But if you are aware of what's going on, sooner or later, man, your intuition is going to tell you how to react to that situation because you've already put yourself up on it. You know what I'm saying? You like, oh, they said this flood was coming. Well, I already put myself up on it. So if plan A don't work, I got a plan B that's going to keep me and my family, you know, sheltered, dry, you know, won't none get messed up, yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? It's just being a conscious individual because a lot of people don't use that consciousness, bro. Like, think about it, man. If you was a more conscious individual, shit going on around you, man, you think a lot more people would be, like, doing fire challenges, pass out challenges, you know what I mean? Stupid shit like that. That ain't a motherfucking challenge, you dumbass. You know what I mean? You basically, ain't fucking, that's not a challenge.
It's crazy,
idiot.
Man.
Protect yourself, bro. It's just, I don't know, man. It's, people don't want to acknowledge it. Because they know it's the truth. People never want to acknowledge the truth because it's just like a slap in the face, like, you stupid. You know what I mean? But, like, once you just started, like, shrugging your shoulders and just can't deny that, then you have no choice, man, but to just, I don't know, man, just, like, be aware, bro. Like, that, just, like, bro, where I'm going to go if they screw up this world, man? Like, the Middle East is, like, fuck, bro. Like, the Middle East is fucked, bro, and I'm not even from there, and that place is fucked. And then, like, then I'm looking at all the stuff that's happening around America, and it's like, well, we fucked, too. All of us are screwed.
These other countries, Mexico is a war zone. Mexico is like the whole, is like, Mexico is like just a huge L.A. Like, I be hearing about this stuff, like, people be getting chopped up. Like, you think people in America, gangster, man, they be chopping people up and sending their arms and legs to their relatives. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, South America, freaking, you got gangsters in like China and all that stuff too. Like, it's so much evil. It's so much crazy, wicked stuff going on. You know what I mean? Like, we asking the question, like, are we living in the last days? This one thing I was thinking about. Like, how do you think LV, the world would embrace something like, let's say they say an asteroid is headed our way, and is a big possibility that it could hit, and it'll be to us in 5 days, and it's on a collision course with Earth. How do you think the world would respond to that type of, like, news?
I think we've seen enactments in that as far as, like, movies goes. And you know what? To be honest with you, bro, here's the thing. People panic. Individuals may take, you know, a safe route, but people panic. People will panic, bro. Like, oh, it's an asteroid coming? It's about to destroy the Earth? Sweet, let me go knock this off right quick because I've been wanting to do that for the longest ass time and steal from this motherfucking store. But little did you know that you stealing from that store ain't going to save you from the asteroid. You know, a couple extra polos ain't about to block as big as asteroid from, like, blowing up. I think people will lose their minds, bro, like, literally running in the streets like they don't have no damn sense at all. You know what I mean? Instead of, like, all right, this situation is happening. Everybody, we're about to put a broadcast on. If you're listening to this, this is exactly what we want you to do. Like, it'll be awesome if, like, some crazy type of way where you go to register, like, your car or your house or anything like that, they give you a type of preparation kit in case of natural disasters, in case of riot, in case of, you know what I mean, these are steps you take to ensure yourself. It could be some type of safe haven. It could be for you to fortify. You know, it could be for you to fight back, anything, man, that just, you know, keeps people, I don't know, man, alive. And I really think that the reason why they don't really, like, get people privy to it and, like, try to make them aware is because, like, if a lot of people don't die, man, it's overpopulated, you know, a lot of resources can be used up real fast. So it's kind of like the order of nature of things. Like, well, these people need to be killed off anyway. So let's just, like, let this go and work itself out, and we'll just keep going. But the thing about it is, like, people don't want to take no they don't want to take any, how can I say this? They don't want to take any hit to it until it reached their front door and knock on it. Like, yeah, this shit's real now. And it's like, oh, shit, what am I going to do? Like, you heard this for the longest, didn't think it applies to you because it ain't knocking on your front door. Well, now that it's at your front door, your dumb ass don't know what to do. You know what I'm saying? Even though you were getting the signs. And the bad thing about it is, man, is that the more and more you act ignorant to the fact, the faster it'll be in your face and you ain't going to be able to do nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? People going to go crazy, Jay. Can you imagine that, man? People
there
running all in.
Pandemonium. Like, remember Katrina and how people were wilding in, what was that, New Orleans? People was wilding. Imagine a worldwide global catastrophe. Like, man, I'm talking nobody safe. Police, they're not going to care about police. They're not going to care about getting locked up. People are going to be shooting back and fighting the police. They're going to be doing drive-bys at police stations. You know what? I'm going to kill as many cops as I can. I'm telling you, people are going to flip. Nobody's going to be safe. You better have an underground bunker to go to because it's going to get real ugly. Like, I would want to be I want to be away from everybody, just me and my family underground somewhere or something because it's going to get crazy. You know what I mean?
That's
going to get crazy.
Like, how many families out there, if something happens, we have a contingency plan for our whole family? Like, all right. You know, this is getting bombed. Everybody know the rendezvous point in case this happens. We have ulterior motives of getting in contact with each other until we get to this rendezvous point, making sure everything's together. Like, oh, crap, you know, they're bombing America or, you know, it's like a war or something like that. Or, you know, they're storming the beaches or something like that. Like, okay, everybody know what they got to do. Here's the plan. We all got this bunker so many miles up this way. This is the route that you take. If this one's cut off, take this route. If this one's cut off, take that route. Whatever you need to do, get there. If you can't, we find some other way to, you know what I'm saying, get in contact with you. When you get there, everything that is basic necessities will be there, especially stuff to defend yourself, whether it be, you know, grenades or handguns or however you want to defend yourself. Shit, it could be a field full of machetes. You could be Jason out there. But you know what I'm saying? What type of preparations are you and your family taking in order to make sure that you guys survive? Because that's what it's all about at the end of the day. You know, we making money because we need to survive. Like, well, without that, like, what if electricity was gone? What if you couldn't go to the grocery store? You know anything about agriculture? Can you grow your own food? You know anything about weapons? Can you build your own weapons? You know what I'm saying? You know anything about architecture? Can you build this or you know what I mean? Like, what natural survival tactics beyond just working a 9-to-5 and paying bills and, you know, like what do you really know, man, as a human, man? Because I think everybody should at least know some type of basics when it comes to if this all fails right now, what type of survival instinct do you have? And if you don't have it because you've been so dependent on all this crap the world's been feeding you, you're going to be fucked.
I would definitely have to agree, because think about how many brilliant people there are out there, but they're so into their phones and what's happening on Love and Hip Hop and, you know, technology, their car, you know, banging the hottest chick, you know, like stuff like that, that they're
less
not
temporary.
Applying their mind, like to be like they could be, like you might have been meant to be, like the next great whatever. You know what I mean? Something that's innovative, like, you know what I mean. But you're so caught up into the hype of what's going on that, you know what I mean, you don't end up pursuing what you were meant to. And it's just crazy when you think about, like, how much talent it is out there. But think about how many, like, knuckleheads, hoodlums, so-called thugs. Like, first of all, if you consider yourself a thug, you're an idiot. Like, how do you want to represent something that's negative towards your people? Like, you know what a thug is? Like, a thug is somebody that shoot the block up, rob, steal, kill, you know, sell drugs, affect the community. Like, you're an idiot. Like, no, I don't know anybody. Like, if you are proud of being, like, yeah, I'm a thug, you're an idiot.
That's all it is, too.
It's ridiculous.
You want to know what a thug is? A thug back in the day, man, was basically a goon. You were a henchman, which means whatever the boss told you to go do, you went and did it. Whatever the boss told you to go do, you went and did it. You know what I'm saying? You were basically that hiring muscle to take care of the dirty work. You didn't have no thinking for yourself. You were only told to do. You only had one purpose in life, and that is to take on any type of trouble. Now, I understand that you want to, like, represent your neighborhood and all that, but you do not have to be no mindless-ass thug hanging out with your boys doing a whole bunch of dumb shit, bro. Like, if you really want to be, like, feared and, you know, not even feared, but if you really want to be respected, because that's what it all comes down to, man, you need to take real-ass steps to, like, being a man, cultivating and, like, securing what you love, bro. Like, you know what I mean? And that don't always have to be with aggression, dude. It really don't. You know what I'm saying? It's part of it, you know what I mean? But, like, that's not the main basis of it, man. And if you are age, then you probably ain't trying to hear this because you're probably on the block right now, man. But I'm just saying, man, it just, I don't know, man. Like, is when are you going to make that ascension from being that thug to that young black man and, like, you know, starting, like, really, like, learning what needs to be, like, cultivated? Because my boy Kyle, man, I mean, I don't mean to put his ass on blast, but anyway, my boy K, anyway, I went over to his crib, and he's like, look, man, and he opened up his little pantry. He's like, man, I got all these canned goods and all this food, man. He's like, just in case something happened. And he had a machete with him. I'm like, what the hell you think about to happen, bro? He's like, I don't know, man, just in case. I got everything here I need, man. You know, I got
to be ready.
Bro, I don't know, man. He's like, but I'm not about to be caught my pants down. I looked at him, and I was like, I was laughing, like, he's silly. But then in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, no, bro. He kind of got a point. Kind of got a point, bro. You know, and my boy, he know how to grow food. You know what I'm saying? He know how to, you know, hunt and do all that natural stuff, bro. So that's, like, something real good to have. I'm not saying you got to get ready for a Walking Dead zombie apocalypse. But what I'm just saying, man, is favor fortunes to prepare it, man. Like, don't get all apocalyptic and start thinking you ain't got nothing to live for. All I'm saying is just be cautious and just be aware and just try to, you know, keep yourself abreast and, like, not even one step ahead but informed so you can plan just in case. I mean, not always go to plan, but like I said, fortune favors the prepared, man. Like, if you got some shit together, 9 times out of 10, you may be able to block something like that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm about this umbrella. It may not rain today, but it may rain. But at least I got this umbrella. So if it do come down, you know, I'm legit. And then when it do rain, you're like, whoo, I'm so glad I bought this damn umbrella. I didn't know what was going to happen. I don't know. What we going to do? What me and you going to do as young men, bro? Because the way I see it, man, I don't know. The way I see it, bro, is that, like, this stuff is about to start headed down the shitter if it's not already on its way.
Man, you know, that's why I try to continue to educate myself. I tell you one thing we can do, continue to educate ourselves and use this platform we got with this talk radio to inform as many people as possible. You know, we like to have fun and talk about debatable types of topics and, you know, what's trending and stuff like that, but we need to make sure that we still give conscious messages too. And whatever platform you got, whether it's your Facebook, your whatever social media, if you are a radio personality like we are, whatever you do, like, you know, you've got ways to pass information and just try to share. Everybody's not going to – it's just like the story of Noah. Like, everybody not going to – people ain't going to, you know, believe you. You know what I mean? But you're going to have some people that will. It's going to be some people that's going to want to – is going to want to come on that ship with you. You're going to have some people that's going to want to. You know what I mean? And – the more people that are informed about what's happening in this crazy world we're living in, the better. Because the more people start to be informed, the people start to wake up, pass the information to your children. Don't just go to your grave with the information, like, pass it to your children and stuff. Like, wake up and understand that we are in a freaking crisis right now. And we got to all stick together and try to, you know, the conscious people, conscious minds alike, got to come together and do our parts, you know, because you sit there and talk about it and gossip about it. What is that? How are you helping? You know, like, really try to spread the message more, pass the word down. You know what I mean? Like, don't be scared to go out there and protest for something you believe in, too. Like, all of that stuff. Like, get active. Like, we need more people that's conscious, like thinkers and, like, you know, politics and stuff. Like, change the whole game. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Because like, a lot of that stuff is stupid. A lot of the stuff that politics and stuff is talking about is stupid and irrelevant to our lives. Like, it's more stuff that's way more important than the stuff they arguing and debating about. Yeah, taxes, yeah, I understand, money, da, da, da. Whatever, man. What about people starving? What about people who ain't got no health care? Like, how can this be the greatest country in the world and you can't, if you're sick, you ain't got no health care and you end up dying because, you know what I mean, you ain't got, you're not protected, like, you're not covered. Like, everybody, I think every United States citizen should have health. I don't think we should have to pay for health care as a United States citizen if we want to call this the greatest country in the world. Because there are countries that do have free health care. That's just one little small fraction of an example. You know what I mean? Like, it's time to change the game. Like, we need different people in the political offices. You know what I mean? We need better police, like these crazy police going around killing people for no reason.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
Hey,
like, freaking, man, don't even get me started, man.
The police acting an ass lately, bro. The police haven't, bro, there's one lady in California getting punched in the face. There's one kid, what's his name, Mr. Brown? Bro, in Missouri, who just got gunned down by having a scuffle with a cop, man. And then they rioted, bro. They rioted, man, after he got shot. They rioted, bro, down there.
I heard about that.
Bro, they started rioting, bro. They got upset. They started rioting, bro.
I heard about that, man.
Now y'all cops want to get all fortified and keeping people from breaking and stealing stuff. Like, motherfucker, are you serious? Now you want to put the ordinance in law? Like, you, bro, first off, let's be honest. Okay, if you want to side with the cop because you thought he was in the right, cool. But if you have never actually been in, like, inner city streets, you understand cops have a different mentality for inner city streets because cops feel like their lives are a lot more threatened in inner city streets because it's a lot more crime going on and it's a lot more people who really don't have shit to lose. They willing to do whatever it takes. You dig what I'm saying? So cops will come with a more aggressive attitude in inner city streets than they would, say, up a suburb. You know what I'm saying? Now, for one, if you don't want to side with the cop, that's fine. I don't think the guy should have got killed. But you have to understand that this is the type of mentality that police officers have because I've seen it firsthand. Police officers have a different mentality when it comes to inner city. You know what I mean? Because inner city is a little more lawless, so they got to be a little more aggressive. That was another thing. But also, police are also bullies in the inner city because they feel like if you don't have nothing to lose and you don't have no respect, this is the only way they will keep you in check to make sure they maintain ordinance is by, you know what I'm saying, showing you who wear the pants around this motherfucker. You know what I mean? And from what the story went, him and his cousin were sitting outside and the police came by. Police don't give a shit about you. They know you don't know your rights because you don't even have none because, you know, you so far low on the totem pole in the middle of the ghetto, they automatically know, like, this fool don't know none of his rights. So, basically, they're able to get over, man. They're able to, like, take advantage of that whole situation. So that cop could have pulled down and said something out the way to his ass, man. Like, who gives a fuck? You know what I'm saying? If you die today, ain't nobody gonna give a shit. You just a young, mindless thug with no future. So I'm going to talk to you however the fuck I want to talk to you. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to respect me. I'm a cop anyway. And that kid probably was just like, bro, you better get the hell on with that bullshit. And the cop probably could have got out the car. Like, are you serious? If you think that these cops won't hop out on a car quick as hell on your ass, if you get big on them, you out your motherfucking mind, bro. These cops will hop out on the car on your ass if you try to get big on them. Now, depending on how many people watching and where you at, the cops may or may not think twice, but these cops are trying to make a point. And if they will hop out on the car and get aggressive on your ass and be on the offensive. I've seen it happen. It is crazy. Cops will hop out on the car. Like, who the hell are you talking to like that? And it's like, bro, you can't walk up on me like that. Like, I don't have no suspicion or nothing like that. But them kids ain't thinking like that. Like, oh, I know my rights. They like, man, fuck you. And that right then and there lets that cop know that he's able to intimidate. And if you fight back, then that's assault on a cop. Now he can really whoop your ass.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
What? Man, you try to fight a cop back, all he's going to do is shoot you It didn't say if it's all defense. What, are you going to be suspended with pay for 7 days and still have his job? Come on, man.
He was look, regardless if you a high-paid celebrity or a low-level janitor, whoever get pulled over by the police, your sense of security is gone. Don't tell me, oh, you know, I've been living in this county for years, you know, and the police force is really awesome, and, you know, we never have really problems with the police. When we get pulled over, it's a mistake. It's only Bill. Get the fuck out of here, man. Who the hell get pulled over by a cop and automatically feel like they at ease? You out your goddamn mind, man. 9 times out of 10, the cops coming, unless somebody dying or getting raped, they really don't give a shit. They don't. The cops really don't give a shit, man, because they know people are unpredictable, man. So that's the bad side to it. People are unpredictable. So these cops ain't about to put their life on the line. Is you serious? Hell no. If it's down to me and you and I got the gun and I feel like my life in danger, regardless if I just get punched in the face or I'm getting pummeled, I'm shooting your ass. And I will be justified because I got a badge. You're going to have a harder time going through the judicial system than I am. I'm already justified. I got this badge. You're going to have the whole end of this situation, regardless if I come on top or not. You're going to have the whole end of the situation. And he killed that dude. You know what I'm saying? He killed that dude. I mean, like, all right, I don't want to go back to Trayvon and George Zimmerman.
Let's pick back up at the break, because we're going to go ahead and take this break, because it's getting heated up in here on It's Real Talk Radio. We got, like, less than half a crew tonight, but it's all good because, you know, me and Harvey are going to hold it down for the night. And we're going to go ahead and take this break and get into these songs, and we're going to come back, you know, man, and finish getting into it. You're in tune with It's Real Talk Radio. T-Real and LV are your hosts for the night. We in the building. Stick with us.
Sure.
We'll be back shortly.
Trending topic, I'm the one that y'all pissed at.
Yeah.
Yo, I get that, they boyfriend tryna hit that. I can love my IG, nigga, where your bitch at? But I'm a mama, I'm with the drama, girl. I'm with that, thick with the bony bitches, boy. Get they rib cracked, I'm with the homies you wanted, boy. Come and get that, a dime smoking on quarter, boy. Ain't got no knickknacks, I flip my head to get my head, boy. That's a get back, shit track spray in my head, boy. You need to quit that, been twisting up my curls, boy. It's all been fit back, and it's all me, and I'm rare, boy. This is where I live at.
Bombing on microphone bastards that has rhymes easily annihilate tombstones. Bombing on microphone bastards that has rhymes easily annihilate tombstones. Bombing on microphone bastards that has rhymes easily annihilate tombstones. Bombing on microphone bastards.
I'm on my Call of Duty, got me out on the battlefield, surrounded by landmines, better get down and yield. This is not a game, this enough to Lieutenant Tate. You act so calm, it might cause you your end of day. Got the word straight from the sergeant, they trying to take us out. Plus the guy, six of us hostage, we go and break them out. Negotiations off of the table, man, they off of blood. Bomb threats, not taken lightly, we gon' give them fuzz. We on a mission and it's far from impossible. Playing board games, help us overcome our obstacles. Hold your positions, we bout to bring the chopper through. Catch her from the backside, screw him like a prostitute. Trying to rain terror on us, we the bomb squad. Disengage all of your threats, pull your bombs off. Infiltrate enemy lines, time for mission next. Knock them off the grid of the max, turn them into specs.
Bombing on microphone bastards that had rhymes easily annihilate tombstones. Bombing on microphone bastards that had rhymes easily annihilate tombstones. Bombing on microphone bastards that had rhymes easily annihilate
tombstones.
Bombing on microphone
blasts
that had rhymes easily annihilate
tombstones. I'm on the block, I'm in, I saw it, I'm like a marksman. Rhymes spitting out of this chamber soon as you talk shit. Awesome, amazing, accurate with the cartridge. Punchline shooting like missiles, you couldn't dodge. Hiding behind trees, you couldn't escape me. I got the scope with the rifle, busting from under leaves. Binoculars, I see close range, you know we're watching ya. Now you're three-fourths of retreat, because I'm rocking ya. Oh, did I say that? Didn't hear it, the playback. Say, I'ma throw these explosives, where the case at? I treat them like we're turning alone, this a payback. Pineapple hit him right in his dome, where's face at? I sent him on vacation, permanently in the basement. I got my boots laced in, juice marked the nation. I don't need flexors, funk to drop bombs. I'ma duck my head down and scram like Cobra Khan.
Bombing on microphone bastards that had rhymes easily annihilate tombstones. Bombing on microphone bastards that had rhymes easily annihilate tombstones. Bombing on microphone bastards that had rhymes easily annihilate tombstones. Bombing on microphone bastards that had rhymes easily annihilate tombstones.
Everybody, welcome back. We're back from break. You're tuned into It's Real Talk Radio with Tay Real and LV in the building. We short staffed tonight, but it's all good. We're going
to
hold it down. You know, shout out to, you know, Nizzy Nay, my partner that's under the weather right now. Shout out to Jay Styles. Shout out to everybody. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody right now. There's a lot going on, man. It's hard times radio right now. It's Real Talk Radio. Everybody going through some stuff, and it's crazy. I didn't even think LV was going to make it on here, to be honest. But
oh, no,
we're back, and the songs you just heard, which I forgot last week to even introduce the songs because I'm not used to doing it myself, but the songs you just heard, you know what? I'm going to let our guests say what the first song was. We got a guest tonight. We got Vicky Shakespeare back in the building tonight, you know, to
Big
talk
deal.
About, you know, she got an announcement. So I'll let her say what the first song was. That was her track. And that second song you heard was Bomb Threat by Too Real. So, you know, of course the topic is, are we living in the last days? We got into that on the first half, but, you know, it's time to talk to Miss Vicky and get into what she got going on. So let's bring Vicky on air. What is going on, Vicky Shakespeare?
Good, what's good? I'm glad to be back. Y'all got a good show. I love listening to y'all. Y'all just be really talking about, like, everything syndicated with hip-hop, but educated and you know, y'all have real conversations. I love listening to y'all.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. You got to let them know what that first song was.
Right, right. The first song is my first single off of the EPLP called Much Ado About Vicky, and that song is called She Did That.
She did that.
She did that.
And you're actually here, first of all, shout out for joining us again, but you're actually here to make an announcement, so let's get right into it. Let's let the people know what's going on with Vicky.
For sure, for sure. So tomorrow, I will be on all digital distribution markets, Beats Music, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, like maybe 40 other markets. I can't think of them, but those are like the major ones. But so you can, by tomorrow, you should be able to Google me and just find my EP entitled Much Ado About Vicky on all digital distribution markets.
Moving up in the world, bro.
I'm just trying to do my thing, trying to make sure everybody could listen, you know, everybody be accessible and try to get, you know, some coins for it, so.
hey, that's definitely what's up, man. You know we support it. And what can people expect from this project?
So this one is just my EP. It's not the full album. We haven't got a date yet for the full album, but I'm thinking either the end of September or around October. And I'm going to be filming the video for She Did That October 21st, and it'll probably be done by the end of the month, end of October. But the EP, you can just really just, these are like my singles, you know, the ones that I know everybody, you know, really, really likes the most. But basically it's telling my basic small story about, you know, basically who Vicky Shakespeare really is. And, you know, the EP and LP are both titled Much Ado About Vicky, which is a spinoff of William Shakespeare's play Much Ado About Nothing. Vicky Shakespeare, so, you know, I had to pull that one time. But basically, you know, the play Much Ado About Nothing was basically about a hater who, you know, didn't like seeing two people happy and in love and wanted to mess that up on purpose just for the thrill of it, just for, you know, kicks. And as far as, you know, my album being entitled Much Ado About Vicky, I don't know if you've seen my album cover when I sent it to you, but it's, you know, it's a mouth with a grill in it, and the grill says my name. So basically my name is in your mouth.
I like that.
So it's, you know, right, it's Much Ado About Vicky. It's, you know, everybody talking, everybody gossiping, everybody got something to say about Vicky, but this is going tell you everything it is that, you know, anybody that's been questioning, like my fans and stuff in Cali, people out here or whatever, anybody who like really knows me or follows me, this is going to answer a lot of questions about who I am, what I'm doing, what I'm about, all of that.
Okay. So let me ask you something, Vicky.
Mm-hmm.
Who was your favorite female MC?
Lauryn Hill.
Oh yeah, that's what
I'm
talking about.
That's a good answer. That's a very good answer. Lauryn Hill.
I like to say I try to channel both of them into what I'm doing and what I got going on. Lauryn was very, very conscious. Missy was all about the flavor and the funk, and I'm a little bit of both.
Hey, I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah, because Lauryn Hill. The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, I love. You still can play that from beginning to end.
Lord have mercy. The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill was, I play that CD all the way through, man. Especially, my favorite song on there was Doo-Wop. Y'all know that?
That thing.
Bro, I listened to it just because of the melody, but when I actually, like, looked up her lyric, that's what she was saying, bro, I was like, she's spitting some real shit.
Mm-hmm. The thing that I love the most about that song too is because she literally said, "I'm talking about what I know. I'm not preaching to y'all. I'm literally telling you. I'm talking to you because this is something I know. I'd have bumped my head and made my own mistakes. So I'm telling y'all this is what it is." Yeah.
You said Lauryn's only human. I think I haven't been through the same predicament.
Right.
Exactly. I was like, "All right, Lauryn, I feel you." And I was like, "Oh, dang." So every single time it come on the radio. It come on the radio here because I work midnights in the hospital, so the radio is playing. It come on the radio every single night on 105.9. that is always in rotation every night.
Right.
Every night. So, like, I know that song inside, man. That's what's up.
Right.
So, okay.
I definitely connect to Zion because I had a son named Messiah. And, you know, everybody told me when I got pregnant, like, no, it's too soon to wait. But, yeah, he's seven years old now, and I swear to God, he's my best friend. He's my biggest fan, too.
Oh, yeah, he's probably the number one fan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he's in the backseat in the car. I'm like, she did that. Mommy, you did that.
Hey, I got to ask real quick. You from Cali, so you a Pac fan?
Always. I'm a Biggie fan, too. I'm a
oh,
hip-hop
oh,
fan.
Right,
if you good, I'm a fan.
That's what's up. See, but, like, all right, so who your favorite male MC, though? You got to have a personal
one. My favorite one, honestly,
my boyfriend,
Shay the Truth. Y'all got to look him up. S-H-A-Y-D-A-Truth.
Your boyfriend? That's like automatic bias, though.
Yeah,
that's definitely not. Honestly, though, look it up.
Besides your dude, shout out to your dude, but besides him.
Get it true.
Besides him, my favorite male. Yo Gotti is one of them.
Yo Gotti's one of them?
I love Yo Gotti just because, bro, is completely independent. Completely.
He is, though.
He's completely independent, won't sell out for nothing, and he stay, you know, Memphis, Tennessee, 100%, so I love it.
Yep.
Let me see, but, like, lyrically?
Yeah, lyrically.
Common and Kanye used to be one of my favorites. I think I used to love Kanye, like, the most. I idolized him. Like, bro used to make me cry sometimes because I'd just be like, oh, my God, well, just say my life then. Yay, see it. Say it. Just go ahead. Just
bro, hey, he did spit some stuff. Yeah, he did spit some
he
stuff.
He did, yeah. And then I'm looking for a male one that's right now.
What about Kendrick?
Hot to.
Is that a Kendrick?
No, actually, you know what? No. No, I no. And I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
I heard like some personal stuff about him. I heard like, yeah, he reffing Cali, but it's a different. Most of the stuff that y'all actually hear him saying, he's making fun of the people who are his biggest fans.
What?
So like the swimming pools and you know what I mean. Like a lot of times he's dope. Like don't get it twisted or whatever. Like he's super 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 dope, but like. People think he's talking about drinking and smoking and doing all the other stuff. He's not. He's clowning everybody. He doesn't do any of that.
So what you're saying is he's clowning everybody for over-intoxicating themselves, you know what I'm saying, like pushing a limit when they don't have to. Is that what you're saying?
It's not about them pushing the limit when they don't have to. It's just if you really listen to the songs that he's people think he's talking about turning up, but he's not. Which is cool, you know what I mean, because you're getting a message out some kind of way, but these people aren't really listening to it as it like that. I just heard personal stuff about him, like, bro don't brush his teeth, and he always smells funny, and...
What?
Yeah.
What?
So, I don't know, there's not so much, I can't have too much respect for somebody who just ain't even up on their personal hygiene, so.
Wait, but who
cares?
No, because I remember actually hearing
that
this one time on the radio station out here, Power 106, I don't know if you heard of like Big Boy Radio or whatever, but they did like the BET Awards, and I remember hearing it on the radio, and they were saying like somebody who was one of like Kendrick's friends or something was on the radio, and they were all like, yo, who was that smelling the other day, like onion patches and stuff? And they were like, that was Kendrick. They were like, it was him. And they were like, yeah, so I don't know. Just you can't be at no major event. Yeah. And then they were saying, like, he don't brush his teeth, but he'll rinse his mouth out with mouthwash.
What?
Yeah.
Come on. Man.
So
come
it's just,
on,
you know what I mean? Like,
that,
like once you hear personal stuff about somebody, you'd be kind of be like, I don't want to hear what you have to say.
K-Dot, though?
K-Dot. But you know what, though? You know who's real hot? I don't even know if y'all heard of him yet, though. Wave
Who?
Chappelle. And he's with
Wave
Yo Gotti. Wave Chappelle. He's like 16, 17.
Wait.
He's like 19 years old and brother's hot.
Say it. Wave Chappelle?
Wave Chappelle,
Wave
bro.
Chappelle.
That's hilarious. Is he like a D40 type of rapper? Like, he like funny?
No, he's not. He, the name is funny, I guess just to catch your attention because, you know, you think of Dave Chappelle. But, I mean, he's like 19 years old, and I'm not listening to him. I'm like, no, when he like 25, he's going to be cold. Like, he's cold now. So when I listen to him or whatever, it's definitely like a big, like, ooh, okay, the game is trying to pick up some, like, real, I feel like the industry is trying to pick up people who are way more lyrical now instead of just coming up with catchy, you know, hooks or whatever.
Thank
after
God.
A while, like, yeah.
God. Like, let the lyricists reign, man. Thank God. Like, rap, being an MC and a lyricist, man, that's an art, bro. It's kind of like being a poet, man. Like, you know, don't get me wrong. You want to make songs and sell records. You shut your ass up, man. That shit going to be gone tomorrow, bro. Like, but if you are a true lyricist, man, your words going to stay effective, man, even when you pass. And let's be honest. A lot of these dudes coming up with songs, they not making songs that's going to be a classic down the road unless you in a club. You know what I
promise
mean?
You I don't be knowing who half of them are. I'd be like, oh, is that – even Wiz Khalifa, I don't even know it to be his song. I'm like, oh, that's Wiz? He's like, oh, okay.
You know, see, the reason why I really mess with Wiz, man, because regardless if he, like, you know, pie-friendly, bro, he, like, try to promote as much positive music as possible. I mean, he may not be the coldest lyricist in the world, but, like, his beat selection and his mood music do be popping, though.
Yeah, his beat selection and his new music do be cool. I kind of feel like Amber Rose just completely changed him into Jimi Hendrix, but I'm cool.
Yes,
with
she did. Yes, she did.
Well, hold on. Well, I got something for you. What you think about the Iggy Azalea? How
I love
you feel
her.
About her?
I love her, and I'm tired of everything.
I thought you were
going
to say, I can't stand her.
No, I love her.
I thought you were
going to
be talking about that.
Oh, no. I love her. If anything, she might be my competition when I, you know, like get, like, super where everybody, you know what I mean, when I'm rubbing elbows with everybody. Like, she's good.
She's
good.
She's so
See, I've been, honestly, no bullshit, I've been a fan of Iggy for, like, 4 years. I even wrote her on Twitter a couple years ago.
She's been out that long?
She's been out there for a minute. I had seen one of her.
I
had seen one of her videos.
I just found out about her, like, literally
been
out
for
like, a month ago.
The first time I heard of her,
she had like a world star hip hop video, and it was called Pussy or something. So it made me click, like, what is this white girl talking about? And then, I mean, she was talking about pussy, but it was lyrically so good, and the girl was like so like. Head to toe fashionable. I was like, oh shit, she gonna blow up. Like, I was like, I knew it when I saw it. Like, somebody gonna pick her up. She's hot, and she's still hot. And I love how versatile she can go through beats and all of that. And I get all defensive. I start defending her when people be talking about, you know, how she don't write her lyrics. You look at her old YouTube videos when the girl was just in front of a webcam and made the videos herself. Baby girl was hot. I love me some Iggy. I don't care that
so
she's from Australia.
T.I. writes any of her music.
I mean, I'm sure he throw her a bar or two, or maybe help with the hook. You know what I mean? But, like, I'm sure he guides her, yeah. I mean, everybody's influenced. I have some of my bars in my whole album. I'd have picked a bar off of Jay-Z, or I'd have picked a bar off of Biggie. Or you know what I mean? Like, everybody do it. You can't say that somebody don't help you write somewhere along the line. Like, that's just ridiculous to me. Like,
well, that's different, because that's like a, you know, that's like a paying homage type of thing to use a Jay-Z bar or something. Everybody recognizes that. But if you have somebody sit there and write a 16 for you,
I don't think he's writing a hook for something.
I'm cool with that. But if somebody write a whole 16 for you and you go and spit that, to me, there's no way in hip-hop for that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, hip-hop is not about that. Hip-hop is about you bringing them lyrics, your bars, and you putting your pen to your pad and you delivering that in the booth and not somebody else doing it. You know what I mean? Because hip-hop, can't be respected as an MC in hip-hop if you don't write your own bars to me. That's my personal opinion.
I mean, and this is my thing. Go look at her old videos or her old YouTube videos where the imaging was hella grainy and you could tell she made it by herself and baby girl is spitting. You know, wasn't nobody there writing that girl lyrics back 4 or 5 years ago when she fresh from fucking Australia out here? Wasn't nobody writing that shit. That was her. She came out here for her. She came out here to do this music. So, I just feel because she's white and she's from somewhere else and she sounds super hood. You know, people automatically are going to be mad about it.
Well, I hear that Nicki Minaj is salty, but I don't know if that's just a rumor. I don't keep up with
now
the industry,
pause.
To be honest.
Pause. Okay. Pause for two seconds.
That's a rumor.
Now, with Nicki, I'm over her little ass. literally. Her ass is everywhere. I'm over it. I'm over seeing her little ass
her
everywhere. And now for two, she can't talk about nobody else being fake or fraudulent because the bitch stole Lil' Kim's entire image. There's pictures literally of Nicki Minaj and Lil' Kim, and these bitches wearing the same outfits, the same wigs, doing the same poses, all of that. You can't steal somebody's whole style, give her no credit, and then call her washed up. You better be pay respect to her. Like, my thing is just like, girl, and like, Nicki, talk about something else other than your damn vagina, please.
No, Nicki, talk about that vagina.
I'm just saying, can you make more moments for life? Could you make some more pills and potions?
As a matter of fact,
we get some more of those?
Yeah, we should get some more of those, bro. Like, that moment for life was pretty dope, though.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about my anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. Bitch, that was fucking that nigga song, not yours.
But still, my anaconda don't want none unless she got buns, though. But
Have you heard the song? Go ahead and listen to the song. Go YouTube the song. She literally even stole Lil' Kim's how many licks, like the whole, you know, like a white dude, his name was John. Like, she doing the same thing. This dude, he used to have a horse. And, yeah, she's doing the same thing.
I didn't even know it was that deep. Like, I never, because I ain't going to lie, I don't really listen to Nicki. I don't really got nothing against her. But I don't really listen to her. But I used to listen to Lil' Kim. And I didn't know it was that deep. Like, she was really.
It's that deep.
Copping that style like that. Like, that's kind of crazy.
And the bitch don't give. Okay, like, granted, Lil' Kim looks like a fat-ass Asian woman now. But give the bitch some respect.
But you know, Lil' Kim
dropped
red
bottom.
You heard about that identity theft? Like, I think she dropped a mixtape or something called Identity Theft recently.
Yeah.
It seems desperate of Lil' Kim because that whole beef with them is supposed to be dead. And now all of a sudden out of nowhere, here comes Lil' Kim going back at Nicki out of nowhere. So a lot of people are siding with Nicki and saying Lil' Kim is just mad because Nicki's successful. How do you being a FMC, how do you feel about that, those accusations?
My thing is that y'all, they could have been vetted this if Nicki would have just asked Kim to be on the song. It ain't like the song going to go very far. You know what I mean?
Right.
It ain't like, you know what I mean? She could have did this shit for free. Give Lil' Kim her little bit of 2 minutes of shine that she needed, and then it would have been done with. But to completely just steal, like, I wish I would. If I was a singer or something and just come, like, even Keisha Cole, she talks so much shit about Beyonce. You see this girl's last video and her last couple of outfits, and she ain't stole the whole On the Rim tour. I'm so mad at Keisha Cole for that because that's my baby daddy's cousin. And I'm like, okay, it's like, what are you doing? Like, if you're gonna insult somebody, don't take their style, don't take their swag, don't try to move and groove like them. Like, if you don't like them or whatever it is that they got going on, then don't even be a part of that. Be your own person. But I wish somebody would.
Nicki, you got to send it to 50 Cent because he did it to John, and you can't lie about that, Tay. He did do that shit to John. He was like, John, you whack his head.
He didn't copy him.
He just took his approach to music.
Mm.
He took his approach to music. That's what he did. He took his approach to music. He didn't. You can't copy Ja Rule. I don't think Ja Rule worked.
You can't copy Ja. If anything, Drake copied Ja Rule because Ja Rule was the first nigga singing on the song.
Right. Drake's like,
right. Look, Drake is light skinned and can hold a note better. That's all.
I'm gonna be honest.
DMX was kind of doing it too. Like, he was kind of doing that on his hooks too. So I can't even say.
Nelly did it. I mean, everybody's done it. But, like, I mean, the thing with 50 Cent and Ja Rule or whatever is that 50 Cent to this day is still more, like, you ain't going to fuck with 50.
You're not.
You going to fuck with Ja Rule, though. You're going to give that nigga a flat tire when he walking. You're going to kick him in the kneecap. You're going to do something. You're going to fuck with Ja Rule, but you're not going to fuck with 50.
You're not.
I ain't finna say nothing about 50. 50, I love you. What's up? Let's do a track.
Right. It's like, you don't want to burn your bridges.
You know what?
You're trying to break through that door. You definitely don't want to burn too many bridges. But,
no.
You know, 50 could never
talk
about anybody coming in dissing because remember how to rhyme? He dissed everybody.
Yeah, right. And he was going in on that track, though.
He dissed everybody.
Speaking of Sin Seeds, have y'all heard of this Liv the Rapper talking about Jay-Z and Sorry, Miss Carter?
No.
Y'all didn't hear about that?
Who the hell is that?
Oh, my God. Okay, so this girl's so weak. Y'all got to look her up. She's horrible as a rapper, too. She's trying, but she was a model, and she was in the industry all the time, but she wouldn't sleep with anybody to get jobs or anything else like that. So her whole thing is like, well, I don't sleep with people to get jobs. And basically, like, Jay-Z hit on her or, like, gave her – the security guard gave him the number, and she didn't jump on it or whatever like that. But basically, like – she's saying or whatever that, like, her and Jay-Z or whatever was hella close, and that she could have fucked him if she wanted to, but she didn't. And it's just super, like, she lame in her little blow-up jacuzzi. I seen that shit at TJ and that's for $300. Girl, get out of here.
But see, that's what people want to hear. People want to hear, no, I did, you know, like, she did smash Jay. And
no,
never told it until now, because then that's when everybody, that's when it'll, like, be this big trending thing, and that's what people
right.
want to hear. But I'm not
literally
wanting, like, to
saying,
see.
I could have if I wanted to, but I didn't.
That's not good enough for people. That's going to die real fast. If you want to stick, it got to be, no, I did do it.
And I'm looking at this dumbass girl like, okay, well, your little rap career completely about to be over, because did you not hear about what happened to Carrie Hilson? That girl can't put out no more songs because she talked about Beyonce.
Who? Carrie?
Carrie Hilson, the Pretty Girl Rock. That girl.
Oh,
my
crap.
My name is Carrie. Yeah. You haven't heard from her since Pretty Girl Rock because she slipped up out the mouth and started talking about Beyonce, and she got blackballed.
What'd she say about her?
Yeah, what
she
did she
song,
say?
I can't remember what song it was or whatever, but she was basically saying, like, how she's a better songwriter, she looks better, like, she's realer, she doesn't wear as much makeup. Like, she just went in, like, and you knew she was talking about Beyonce. I can't remember what the song was. This was a couple years ago. What?
I don't think there's nothing wrong with a little competitive edge. And, you know, I know it's R&B and it's,
really?
You know, or pop or whatever, freaking, I guess kind of pop, really. But I don't think it's nothing wrong with a little competitive edge. It's good for hip-hop. I think it's good for all the genres, to be honest.
I mean, don't take it personal,
like, when you see each other is on the popping, but competitive edge like that, like, yeah, I'm better than Beyonce. You should want to hear that. Like, you want your artists to think they better than other people.
But my thing is, or whatever, too, it's all about a respect game. Like, the industry is like the military. You ain't finna just talk to your commanding officer hella crazy. Like, you're not finna do that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's... Right, now when you get up there and you get to stages to where you can pump your chest out and people can salute to you, then that's one thing. But don't come out into the game as a private thinking you the general. No. No, that's not how that works. It's not how it works. You have to be respectful to everybody. And as far as I'm concerned, as far as these female rappers going in and going at each other, that shit is lame as fuck. It's lame as fuck. Everybody should be trying to increase their bars, trying to increase their numbers, trying to do something like that. But talking about other people is hella lame to me.
Right. Like, you get your buzz off of you just cultivating yourself as an MC or a lyricist or an artist instead of you just poking
right.
beef at people.
I gotta,
to get your name
you, listen, you listen to my album. I got enough shit going on in my own personal life. I ain't got to talk about nobody else. Now, if you ask me a question about something, sure, I'll say something, but I ain't going to write no bars and dedicate that shit to
talk
you.
A little, let's talk a little more about you, for real, for real. What's your most conscious song that you have? What's the name of it? What is it about?
Skyline, and that's going to be on the EP. Basically, like did you hear it?
I said it sounds great.
Thank you. basically, Skyline is, that's my most emotional song, and it just talks about basically, like, I mean, the hook, it goes, looking up and looking down, nobody found when I look around, I peep the scene from a different view, I'm blazing, getting high off the skyline, and it's so amazing. Like, it's just, for me or whatever, like, I've always gone against the grain. I've always, you know what I mean? I could have been a doctor, a lawyer. Like, I could have gone any path I wanted to just because my family does come from money. You know what I mean? Like, like I said last time on my show, my family is all dipped into the industry. But I chose, like, I've been on my own since 16 years old. I'm paying rent, being, you know, working a job. You know what I mean? Still going, trying to go to high school. I ended up dropping out. I had a kid when I was 20.
But, I mean, I've been completely on my own, buying my own cars, paying my bills, you know what I mean, trying to get my credit and shit together. Like, that's always been just me. And I never really had my hand out to my family. I didn't, you know what I mean? Like, it was all just me. I've been disowned by my family. Like, there's plenty of people in my family I'm not even talking to no more.
Me too.
It talks about, you know, the domestic violence that I've been through in you know, some of my relationships. It, you know, just talks about just, you know, like, my struggle, but how much I appreciated every little thing it is that I went through, because if I didn't go through that, I wouldn't be able to stand here today. You know what I mean? If I would crumbled in through all of that, I wouldn't be Vicky Shakespeare. I wouldn't be, you know what I mean? I wouldn't be a mother. I wouldn't be, you know, soon to be wife. I wouldn't be a woman who could stand her own ground. I'd be weak. I mean, like, shit, the second verse starts off with, like, you're so amazing that I ain't out here stripping or posting ads on at Days In. You know what I mean? Like, it could have been any type of way. I could have went any route. I've been involved in everything. I've seen people get shot in my face. I've had a gun put out in my face. I've been robbed. I've sold drugs. I've done all of that. But, you know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, I decided to work a 9-to-5. I decided to, you know, make sure my son was in a safe environment. I decided to make sure I could take care of myself and not be around all types of drama and all of that. Like, it takes a person to go through a lot of shit and, you know, basically, you know, run through six or six creeks and come out clean. You know what I mean? Like, and that's basically what Skyline is about. I can't even listen to it sometimes without crying. Like,
wow.
That's me. So that's probably the deepest one. Everything else, it might be some love songs here and there, but the rest of it is just, you know, I mean, I speak real stuff or whatever, but I just want y'all to enjoy it. I want y'all to play it and enjoy it.
Yeah, everybody listening, make sure you heard what she just said. You need to check out that Skyline. I know I'm going to check it out. I need to hear it. I like real stuff. So, you know what I mean? I like real music that's talking about real life and relatable stuff. A lot of people can relate to those things you were talking about, and that's the music that hits closest to home, that type of stuff. So that's...
Right.
Yeah, I look forward to hearing the entire project, to be honest.
It's
going to be on iTunes? It's going to be on iTunes?
It's going to be on iTunes, yeah. It's going to be on iTunes, Google Play. Awesome, for sure.
Oh,
iTunes.
Hey, LV, you going to purchase our project?
Hell yeah.
That's love.
Man, so
that's love. That's
you got,
love.
You got two sales right here.
That's
love.
We can't have you on the show trying to, you know, get you exposure and not, like, fully
and
support.
And then be like, hell no, I ain't finna buy that shit.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Hey, hold on. I want to go back to something right quick. You remember that It's All About the Benjamins verse?
Yes.
From Lil' Kim? That was the coldest verse she ever said to me in my damn life, bro. She came on there so cold and left so cold. I was like, well, damn, like. She left me one.
Yeah,
more.
She was rocking on that. But I, you know what? That one, too, is definitely one of her toss. What about Get Money with her and Biggie? Get Money. Oh, man.
Yeah,
I
Get Money, too.
Ooh. She used to be smoking.
In.
I mean,
and that's the thing about Lil' Kim that I love, though, is because she was raunchy. She didn't care what it is that you thought. But minus the two or three songs about sex, Baby has some, like, real get money, hustle, like, I'm about that life type of songs. And, you know, like, you could really feel that and really think, like, that was some real shit. Like, I mean, I love me some Lil' Kim. I honestly love, I'll listen to a Lil' Kim album before I listen to a Nicki album.
Yeah, I mean, I will, too, definitely. I ain't even going to.
Hey,
I'm not going to lie. Nicki got the boy. If you look at him visually, you rather look at Nicki, but I would rather hear Kim. That's for sure.
I gotta ask you this, Vicky.
I gotta ask you, being a FMC, is Nikki's butt fake or real?
It's fake as hell. I didn't see her old pictures of her. I didn't see her old videos of her riding on a, what is it, look like a spider or something like that. That girl ain't have no butt, hips, boobs, nothing. That shit is fake. I mean, she even admitted it in that hashtag. When she faced it, it was just like, the mask socks were off.
I thought people took that as sarcasm, though, because everybody keeps talking.
I thought it was sarcasm.
No. That booty is not hers.
You ain't trying to hear that,
Wait, hold on. Did you reach out and touch that booty?
You said what?
Did you reach out and touch that booty? I need to reach out and touch that booty in order for me to know if it ain't real or not. Like,
I
if I squeeze it,
going to help
like,
determine.
Have you ever seen it jiggle when she walks? Have you ever seen it jiggle when she walks? I'm sorry, an ass that big is going to at least bounce once.
It's going to bounce even when you sneeze. If your ass fat when you sneeze, you're going to feel the vibrations from your ass cheeks. That
now,
is
I
didn't
see Nikki perform. I didn't see Nikki perform hella times. The ass don't move, honey.
No, it don't. When she did that high school, when she did that high school, and Lil Wayne sat down in the chair and she started shaking, no, her butt did not move.
It did not move. Them legs moved. That was
that
it.
Ass,
her hair moved.
That ass didn't move.
That ass didn't move.
That's crazy.
I'm sorry. When your
would
ass
you,
is that big, it moved.
Would you ever do a song with Nikki? All having everything that we're talking about and everything. Would you do a song with Nikki? You really
that's
get
a
call tomorrow, and they're like, you know, you invited to be on the 16 with Nikki for maybe a mixtape, you know, her mixtape or something. Would you hop on it? Would you spit your 16 with Nikki?
I'll spit my 16 with anybody who's going to pay me.
What if it's like they're not going to pay you? What if it's like this, though? They're not going to pay you because your name ain't that big yet, but they're giving you the opportunity. You can say, I'm on a song with Nikki, and it's going to get hundreds of thousands of views, guaranteed. Like with,
I'm
going
to get paid for it
for you to...
somewhere down the way. If I did a song with her for free and they ended up started playing it, I'm going to get plays off of them spins. You better believe it. I'm going to sign no contract without me getting paid. I don't care who it is. God could be asking me to get on the track. You got some coins, God?
So you don't do as an artist... people reach out all the time, you know, especially when they think you dope. So I'm pretty sure you have people reaching out to you like, hey, we need to get together and collab. This song was dope. That song was dope. You charge a fee for your features?
I don't charge a fee for the features. If they have studio that I can go to, yeah. Or if they want to pay for my hour of studio time or something, then that. But just charging somebody like $500, no. But, I mean... it's not free for me to record a song with you. So, I mean, if you want to shoot him, I have the best engineer in the area that I live in, and he's stupid cheap. So it's, what, $25 for an hour?
Is that bad?
Yeah. It's
so how
$25
much,
versus
so $500.
You can come up with $25 if you really want to do a song with me.
So for all independent artists listening right now, they want to do a song with Vicky Shakespeare. All they need to do is pay for an hour of your studio time. And
yep, they can send me a
money
pack. They send me a money pack, I'll send the WAV file over to them. They can finish that and do whatever they want to do with it.
That is, you know what? That is really dope. I got to give you some love for that.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I had to give you some love because people be really on their high horses, and they be thinking that they're such on a high level that, like, they look down on other artists, and I hate seeing that. Like, I think a lot of these up-and-coming artists need to, you know, humble themselves and understand that they're not going to make it on their own. Like, you better be wanting to do features. You better be glad to do features because different people got different audiences, you know, different supporters. And you need
right.
as much support. You need to build a network when you're on your grind on the up-and-coming. And why wouldn't you want to do features? I'm not going to knock you if you necessarily, like how you, all right, pay for my studio time. I feel you on that. Why am I going to spend
right.
money out of my pocket to pay for studio time for your song? You know,
but you hit me
I
up
mean,
about. And that's the thing that, like, some people even get mad about that, though. Like, but it's just like, you hit me up.
That's crazy.
I didn't hit you up, you hit me up. And, like, yeah, I'd love to do a song with you, but you got me on studio time. Or maybe if you want to come and be where I'm at, you pay for your studio time, I'll put my 16 down, and you continue doing whatever songs it is you got to do. But I'm going to only record at the studio I want to record at. And for $25 an hour, I could do 2-3 songs for you. So
shoot, that's
yeah,
cheap,
I mean,
too, because the studios that I'm used to going to, you're charging more than $25, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you hear the quality on my stuff, right? I mean, like, this studio is better than most, like, industry studios I've been to. And the thing is, most of the time, no bullshit, you could have million-dollar equipment. If your engineer don't know what he's doing, it's a waste.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That is definitely
exactly.
definitely true.
If you don't know what he's doing, it's ass. It's ass all over the place. Ass. I swear to God, if you don't know what he's doing.
What about their talent level? Because, you know, you'll get some people that reach out, but they might be below average. What if they suck? But they're like, I love you, and it would just make my day. Like, nothing would, like, satisfy me more than just getting that feature. Like, they could use a super humble approach, but they really suck.
I think Trinidad James sucks. I think ASAP, well, no, I like ASAP. I think, what's his name? What is his name? Chief Keef. You know what I mean? Like, there's people who are signed who suck. You know what I mean? But, I mean, so how many thought, like, wow, okay, here we go. Wale is one of my favorites. There you go. Wale, he get on songs where he's not even really talking about what they're talking about, but you for sure going to play his part again, like, go ahead, Wale. You know what I mean? Like, the No Hand song. I thought he killed that shit. There wasn't a song until Wale got on it, but he wasn't even really talking too much about what they was talking about. He even said, like, this ain't for the queens, this for the ratchets. You feel me? Like, but he got on the song and, you know what I mean, and killed it. So it's just like, you can get on. I mean, if I get on a song and somebody's not that hot, they just got a hot song by putting me on it. So
I hear that. What about,
you know,
the
what
track?
Like, I'm
what
not
about
even
the beat?
Mad.
What about the beat?
If I don't like the beat or whatever, I'm not going to do it. But I mean,
yeah,
honestly, like, I can make anything sound hot. I can make anything sound hot.
Ooh. Hey,
all
you know when you get an agent,
that
agent is going to be like, what? Like, no, stop talking. Don't talk no more. Like, your agent is not going to be letting you do free features. But right now, while you're a free agent, you know, you
right.
do how you do it. And I respect
right.
and commend you
even,
for it. But you know when you get an
I
agent, that's not even going to fly.
Nope.
You're so silly. I mean, like, even when the album actually drops, not the EP, but the LP, when that drops, I got a techno song on there called Tonight. I'm rapping on it, but I'm singing, like, techno here and there. Like, yeah, I mean, I do everything. I love music, so I'm not clusterfucked into one, you know, type of genre of what it is that I do. I love music. I grew up, you know, playing the cello and the flute. Like, I know music. So, I mean, if it sounds good to me, I'm gonna mess with it.
Well, I got to ask you this. Would you battle? And if you could battle somebody, is there anybody that you would want to have a good, friendly competition type of battle with, like, any artist, whether it be male or female, whether you know them personally or industry?
Probably industry-wise, I would go against Rhea just because I have the most respect for her, and I wouldn't be disrespectful. And I don't feel like she would come at me like that just because, I don't know, I just love something about her. Just even the responses she gives to people is always just kind of like, oh, well, you feel some type of way, I'm sorry. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she don't even give that. That's the airplay. Iggy Azalea.
Oh.
When she,
would,
like, if you ever
cool
read
that, I'm sure she gets this every day, but that would be cool, like, to see her actually respond. I heard somebody say, I don't remember. I don't pay attention to the industry. I can't say she's dope or not. I have not heard enough of her. I really have to listen. All I heard
you
is see a white girl with a fat butt that can rap. That's all I heard. A white girl with a fat butt that can rap.
YouTuber and look for her old videos, and you'll tell by the dates and stuff. Look for stuff that's like 2011, 2012. Like, look for her old stuff, and you're going to be like, oh, my God. Like, Shorty's cold. Like, she's cold. And she just, anyway, I love her. And then, and then maybe male battling. Oh, I'd love to go against Joe Budden. Cause
that would be cool. You know, Joe Budden had an actual battle against an actual battle rapper recently.
Did he?
He had an actual battle against an actual battle rapper. Acapella, no beat. It was crazy. It was an epic moment for hip hop.
I love him.
Him and Sci High the Prince. Out of those two male for freestyle, I just feel like if I get, like, crushed, I wouldn't even be mad because I'd be so, like, in awe of just, like, I'm really around, like, a dope-ass MC.
No, I'm rooting for you. You ain't getting crushed. I'm rooting for you.
But they cold. Well, thank you. I hope I wouldn't freeze up just because they just – I love some Fly High and Joe. They be sitting there real.
Hey, you all light-skinned brothers, though. Like, well, what about the dark? Them all light-skinned brothers.
Talent has no color. You see, I love me some Iggy.
It just so happens to be that this particular color is a pattern. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, let me see who's dark skin. Who? I mean, I said Wale. You didn't hear that, and he can't get no more chocolate.
Wale the darkest, but however, though, I do got a lot of respect for Sci High, Joe Budden, and J. Cole. I got a lot of respect for Joe Budden because that boy be keeping his cool, man. I don't know how he do it. I don't know how he do it. It be some crazy stuff going on. That boy be keeping his cool, man. He like
it's
he really drugs. Don't.
He be too high. He be like, fuck it, I'm high.
I think what it was a different perspective on just how to keep your reserve, man. You know what I mean? Because like Joe Budden, you remember his first CD? Do anybody remember Joe Budden's first CD, man?
Pump it up. And that was all mixtapes for me.
But I'm saying, did you listen to that CD though? That CD was hot, bro. They didn't push it right.
And then the what's it called? What was the one where he had the I can't remember the name of the song. She be calling my name every time I something. Man, ahead is insane. Something like that. I can't remember the song.
You know what that was, man? I'm like, when I heard I had Joe Budden CD, I'm like, am I the only person listening to this cold ass shit?
No, Joe
like,
was
man,
hot. Joe was hot. When I heard
nice
first
since like 2000, like when he first came out.
When I heard, yeah, when I heard Pump It Up, I thought hip hop was gonna take a turn. I was like, oh, well, okay.
Pump it up, Just Blaze.
Yeah, he was killing. I miss me some Just Blaze. I ain't heard the Just Blaze beat in a minute.
Yeah, because the mixtapes, I don't know how it was out in Cali, Vicky, but over here on the East Coast, mixtapes was killing the game back in 2000, 2001, 2002, sure. All the way up to maybe the last like 5 years or so. Mixtapes was crazy, and now mixtapes ain't the same no more. Like, it's more mixtapes.
That's
because
Lil Wayne
sound like albums
on
now.
Lil Wayne defecated on
mixtape. Hey, the drought though and dedication, they was doing work though.
Lil Wayne got
I like what was the Carter? What was the last one with the baby on it? That was the last album where I was like, okay. And then after that, I was kind of like, okay, can you shut up now?
Carter.
So you're not feeling. So you're not feeling yeah. Wayne. You're not really feeling Wayne right now.
I don't like that me and him could wear the same clothes. I don't like that now it's gotten to the point where he don't even really talk about anything else other than dick and vagina. It bothers me. There's nothing else to talk about. There's literally nothing else to talk about.
Then what about 2 Chainz? Because every verse he's talking about, he walking in a club with a hard dick.
Who said I like 2 Chainz?
Hey, do you like 2 Chainz?
I don't like 2 Chainz.
Hey, do you think 2 Chainz can rap? Like, you might not like him as a preference, but do you think he can actually rap well?
Now, this is the thing about 2 Chainz. Is 2 Chainz is actually smarter than the average fucking bear. That nigga graduated from college, had a full ride scholarship, is college educated, has literally dumbed himself down to make records.
What?
Wow.
He went to college.
That's crazy. I would have never thought he had a college degree the way he raps.
College? Oh, you've never heard him talk? I seen him on ESPN. He talked to you. You ever seen that Lil Jon skit that they had on Dave Chappelle's show where he'd be like, "What? Yeah," and then he'd be like, "Oh, well, I think you know to my predictions." That's how 2 Chainz talk. Like you'd be like, "Oh shit." He will have a real live conversation about you. We'll talk about the evolution of man and all of that.
Well, here's the thing about 2 Chainz. The song that I heard last that he came out with was called Flexing on My Baby Mama. Flexing on My Baby Mama, though, bro.
I think a lot of guys are probably like that. Sound like they can relate
no,
to that.
The I'm Different song is what made me just be like, I'm done with you. Because nothing you're saying is different than the 30 other niggas who came out before you.
Well, he pulled up to the scene with a ceiling missing. That's pretty different.
No,
well,
it's not. Same. I just mean the top is down. That's it.
One thing I got to shout him out about, he's charging $100K a verse. And if you can successfully get $100K a verse, you're doing all right. It costs $100. You can look it up on YouTube and find the video. I promise you, he said it out his own mouth. This ain't hearsay. $100K a verse. He said, but with that verse, you get the swagger. He going to come to your video shoot. He going to have chains and outfits you never seen before. And by him
right,
coming,
no, actually,
you know all the females going to come too, so it's going to be crazy.
Do y'all know who T-Fly is yet?
Who?
No.
T-Fly?
I don't even keep up with the industry. So I'm not going to know who nobody is.
He has a song with 2 Chainz out right now. And then he also did 24 Hours.
is he's a West Coast artist, so y'all probably haven't even heard of him yet. But yeah, they just did a video like a month ago out in LA, and you can tell that all the money went to 2 Chainz going there.
I'm about to say he must have came up with that 100K.
Yeah, they must have came up with it.
Bro, ain't no way in hell I'm about to pay 100K for you to be talking about how you flexing on your baby mama, nigga. The fuck out of here, man. I don't care if you bring
I'm not gonna lie. If you bring 2 Chainz to your video shoot, you're probably gonna get some coochie that night just because you were 2 Chainz. Like, to be honest, like, you're probably gonna smash the baddest chick you ever smashed in your life. I ain't gonna go sit here in front like that. Ain't like he ain't gonna have your video swagged out and y'all probably going to party after that, and, man, you're going to have females on you. So you're going to, I mean, I can't say you're going to get your $100,000 worth, but, I mean, you're probably going to have the time of your life. I mean, as far as
I guess
how
that would
epic
be cool
your video going
to
be.
I guess that would be cool for me if I had a dick, but. yeah, the whole.
You don't see that offer from a female standpoint.
Right.
I don't know what the benefit is. Maybe he'll cut a female with discount. Vicky, maybe he'll charge you $50 instead of $100. Would you give 2 Chainz a $50,000 paycheck to do a feature?
No.
No.
I wonder how much.
I'd do a song if he hit me up, but no. I'm not kidding. $100,000? I'll buy me a house set.
How much Beyonce charge for a hook? Because.
Huh?
Think about it. You will never hear Beyonce just so happen to appear on a rapping song during a hook. You might hear 2 Chainz on some local no-name song, but you don't hear Beyonce on no-name song. How much do y'all think Beyonce would charge for a hook?
A mil.
A kid, she'll give you a kidney. You got to give up
a
kidney or you got to give up like 32 feet.
Beyonce would charge a million,
said
and it's worth every penny.
So you would pay Beyonce $1 million. If you was rich, you would pay Beyonce for $1 million to do a feature, to do the hook. And
I'll pay Beyonce $1 million just to press and go get our nails done together.
I pay Beyonce
$1 million right there. That's power. That's crazy.
I pay Beyonce $1 million to carry my. As a matter of fact, you know what? I pay Beyonce to get back in touch with the fourth member of Destiny's Child, the original one. When it was her, LaToya Kelly, and the little
Latavia,
short
Latavia.
The first Destiny Child, her little thick ass, I'll pay her to call her back and try to hook me up with her. Because I had the biggest crush on her ass, and did nobody say nothing about her.
Shout out Latavia.
I swear on everything, she was thick as hell, bro. I'm like, damn, I'm in love with this woman. I ain't give a shit about Beyonce, Kelly, or LaToya. It was all Latavia. I was all in her.
You could probably find her on Facebook.
For real? I don't think she's too special. I don't think she's too that low on the evolutionary ladder. You know what I mean? Like, getting in contact with me out of nostalgia. I'm like, Latavia, what's popping? I still believe in that ass.
You so stupid.
Well, I mean, this is what I suggest. I mean, you can sit here and try to gather up $100,000 to pay 2 Chainz or, you know, one of your favorite industry rappers. Or you can pay Miss Vicky Shakespeare $25 to go to the booth and spit that fire.
I will pay it.
You know
I will pay $100,000. I'll pay $100,000 to Lauryn Hill, and hopefully that will help her out with her tax debt. And then
Lauryn is so dope, though. So I know you would love to do a feature with Lauryn Hill.
Of course. I will pay $100,000 quickly. Or Missy Elliott. I work with Pharrell. I mean, there's so many other people who are talented really? That I will work with. I honestly would work with Miley Cyrus.
Pharrell is awesome, by the way.
Really? You would work with Miley Cyrus?
I would work with Miley Cyrus. Hell yeah. Do you know how big that girl fan base is?
Well, yeah, that's true.
And the girl can actually sing. She has talent, and she's gorgeous.
Yeah,
she
can sing with Shane screwing around acting stupid. She can sing.
Did y'all hear that her and Mike Will are actually in a relationship now? Mike
no,
Will
but
maybe?
Nothing surprises me about Miley anymore, to be honest.
No, nothing.
Miley is the first regular person, non-astronaut, to go to the moon, and I wouldn't be surprised. Like, oh, that's Miley. She do stuff like that.
I wouldn't be surprised if they said Miley Cyrus is having a baby by LV from Israel Talk Radio. I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh.
I wouldn't be surprised about that either. I'd expect that to be said from everybody else.
No, I'll do it. I mean, Future and her did a song together, and it was actually kind of cute. And if she just has that new song with Pharrell, the You Want to Ride My Motorcycle, that song. I work with Miley. That's new for love song.
Let twerk.
What about Jay-Z? Would you do a song with Jay-Z?
Hell yeah, I'd do a song with Jay-Z.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that would be like so crazy. That would be so crazy of all people to do a song with a living legend. Because, I mean, how big is Jay-Z over there in Cali? Because y'all, it's like
Cali
and the East Coast is like two separate worlds, even though we're in the same
country.
No, we
love
Jay-Z
in Cali.
Y'all love Jay-Z?
We love Jiggy Man. They made the most money in California when they went on the run, but I'm going to just say it because I was because of Beyonce, though. But,
yeah, probably so.
He's on the radio. He's on the radio tough. They play about 6-7 of his songs in rotation, always.
Wow. So East Coast get a lot of love in Cali. I think East Coast need to start showing West Coast more love, to be honest. But it's getting better now, recently. It's getting better.
Let me hear some Nipsey, bro. Do anybody listen to Nipsey Hussle?
Yes, people out here love Nipsey. Shout out Nipsey Hussle, right, Annie?
My sister
used to date his best friend.
Nipsey, I fuss with Nipsey, bro. He get my respect all day. And the reason why I respect Jay-Z so much is because he made a transition from being an MC to a businessman. And if you are blessed the door to, like, make something else for yourself or invest in something like your future, that's why him and 50, I think, are very – him, 50, and Diddy. Maybe a little bit of Nelly, but those dudes are pretty smart, man. They went in there and they said, let's make the music. All right, let me open up this other avenue. Now I'm a successful businessman. And I'm a talented rapper.
I know Diddy is y'all, but I don't really like Diddy because I feel like he just, every time somebody gets signed with him, somebody either get dropped, somebody dies, something happened, they get bankrupt, something happened, but Diddy always end up just rising to the top after all of that.
Because he's a schemer.
I don't know how I feel about that. He's a schemer. It's the difference between being a businessman and a schemer, and I feel like he's a schemer. Because it wasn't no way that all five of them motherfuckers from the band should even made it that far.
Mm-mm.
He thinks that he's rappers he could
not,
to profit off
so
it.
Basically what you're saying is you would not sign a contract with Diddy. Diddy offers you $100,000 right now to sign, right now you wouldn't do it because you don't trust him.
Mm-mm. What happened to Shine?
I think Shine was trying to represent, defend Diddy he popped off that thing and went to jail, and they said Diddy left him hanging for real. It was a lot of rappers actually criticizing Diddy over that when it first happened. That's crazy.
I'm like Suge Knight. I don't want nobody dancing in the videos. I want that. Take that somewhere else.
He'd be like, take that.
Somewhere else you can take that.
You can take that somewhere else. Take that. I don't hear nothing from Machine Gun Kelly, man. I mean, I hear something from Prince, but Prince / Def Jam right now. You know what I mean? He ain't with Bad Boy no more, man. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Danny D. Kane, what happened to them? They're about to get back in the studio. It's a rap
No,
for
they're
that.
Not. You didn't hear about that?
Yeah, they broke up because they had some
They broke up because Don punched the dog shit out of Aubrey in her face.
Mm. See that? All that money. Still ain't got no class with your nasty ass.
Right. All of them. Like, it's just... But it just seems like it's a curse that follows anybody that signs with Bad Boy. If you... You can't never just, that's your one deal. You ain't never going to get really just do nothing too much else with that.
People do fall off and they go to bed.
Always. Oh, the only person who's really doing something is French Montana, and let's just be real. Like, come on, bruh.
I don't think Mari never fell off. Wasn't Mari signed to Diddy?
Maya?
No, Mary J. Blige.
Blige. She was fine. No.
I know she was doing a lot of work with Diddy. I don't know if she's actually an actual artist.
She was doing work with Diddy, but I don't think she was with him. Yeah, and then even Faith Evans hasn't really, like, been able to. She had one album, which was cool, when she lost all that weight. But then after that, I haven't heard from her since I was in high school.
Yeah, that's crazy. You got a point. But you think about Diddy, you think about Biggie died. And then what happened to 112? I know they was hot back in the day, then all of a sudden they just
you
went
said who?
Into Ghost Town 112.
Oh, yeah, even with him. Even with him.
What happened to 112? Diddy let them walk away with 112 for their royalties. That's what happened.
Remember the locks, y'all? Remember the locks? I mean, they still popping.
Do y'all remember Mark Curry? Do y'all remember
Mark Curry? Light-skinned Mark Curry?
Right, he was with Bad Boy. You're right. He was on that, damn, what was that song? Special Delivery?
He was on that, too.
He was, okay, yeah.
Special Delivery was G-Dap. That was G-Dap, I think.
That was him. But he wrote a book. About
Curry?
Everything. You can find him on Twitter and all. I think it's like Mark Curry's book or Mark something like that. But look him up. He wrote a book. I had bought it like this was maybe like 4 years ago. He wrote a book about Diddy and how just basically like Diddy's the devil basically. He was basically saying he basically like will put his own cars. He'll charge you for being in the video. He'll charge you for so much. There is no money for you. You're basically just a puppet.
Diddy, we should charge you for being whack. You be bankrupt.
Right.
You be bankrupt,
He's just smart. I mean, like, he's smart in the maniacal.
Well, you got to give him that. The man knows his business. He know how to get paid.
Right.
Well,
he know how to get paid. It's just unfortunate that the artists that be ready to sign a deal don't be understanding what it means to really get paid. Like just even speaking on my own hype or whatever. Like I had a manager that was out here in LA or whatever. He tried to tell me, "Oh, I'm gonna get you a distribution deal and all this other stuff or whatever." You know, I thought I could do that shit by myself for $20.
You didn't know that, did you?
All of that. You
know,
do all of that.
They pay to do research, boy, and they pay to know your stuff.
The way that the industry is set up now, because everything is online. This is a perfect time to do it because they're gonna start cutting the access that you can literally have online. So they're even gonna change YouTube to where you can't have a YouTube unless you pay for a YouTube.
What?
They're gonna lose a lot of fans. A lot of people that upload their stuff, a lot of subscribers and stuff.
What they're trying to do is drive people back into buying albums. They're trying to drive people back into watching TV and watching music videos and tuning into shows. If we eliminate the mass access that we have to the internet, the industry will be restored back to how it used to be.
Now, I can't say I'd be too mad at that because it is kind of crazy how, like, it ain't no money in stuff like album sales and stuff no more. But the media is so... The internet is so big. Like, even if you do that to YouTube, there's still going to be so many other platforms and medias for people to get music for free and stuff.
Well, this is the thing is that they're now controlled. Like, have you even noticed with your phone, you can't get unlimited Wi-Fi anymore unless I think you're with, like, Boost or Cricket or Metro.
I'm with Boost, and no, you can't get unlimited 4G, like, data. It ain't unlimited data no more.
Right. So even with Boost, you can't do unlimited data no more. So, I mean, it used to be with Verizon and all of that. You could do unlimited data. You can't do that anymore. So if you're eliminating people who can't really, you know what I mean? Can't nobody afford $15 a gigabyte after your little 4 is gone? You know what I mean? Like, that should go quick. You know what 1 gigabyte equals? 1 hour of stream.
That's it.
So, you know, if you're streaming albums and you're streaming stuff on your phone or whatever, are you going to pay that much money or would it just much be so much more easier to just buy the album and then just play it on your phone?
Well, as long as you can get the Wi-Fi, there's a difference from the data and the Wi-Fi. Now, if you're saying they're going no unlimited Wi-Fi neither, plus no unlimited data, that's a real problem.
But how realistic, though, is it? I mean, there's some people, who don't move from the computer and stuff like that. But how realistic is it for most people? Like, when you in your car, you going to stream something off your phone, off of Google Music or Pandora or Spotify or whatever, you're going to stream that. If you're in your car, you're driving cross country. If you don't have that anymore, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to buy the album.
Say, go to iTunes or go back to the store and start, because you're going to need that new music. You're going to want to hear that new hot crack that's out, so... That's crazy. But you know, it's always interesting having you on here. This time we got to actually have you, you know what I mean, really have you and really sit down with you and really see that, wow, like, you're not just a musician. You're a real down-to-earth, cool person that can sit and have a civilized conversation, and that's what's up. So I think that, you know, people that's radio personalities should, you know, want to book you more often because you're very entertaining. You sound like a freaking co-host. Like, most people listening probably can't tell if you're a co-host or a guest, and that's good.
Right.
So you got good skills as far as, like, communicating and talking and reaching to people and relating. That's a good thing because some people that's musicians, they just uptight, and it's like, yeah, my music, man, and just want you to go ahead and invest in it, and that's that. And they don't even want to really tell you who they are, and you're not like
right.
that. So I give you props and respect for that. And you're always welcome here on It's Real Talk Radio anytime.
Oh, much love. I appreciate y'all, man. I love y'all show. I'm going to keep promoting y'all. And I mean, I had tagged you on something on Facebook. Did you get inboxed yet?
Yeah, I was seeing it. Yeah, that's love, man. I definitely respect it, man. You pretty much was our co-host for the night because half our team not even here right now. And you pretty
shout
much
out to half the team, though, who couldn't make it, though, because of extreme
Yeah, yeah, shout season. Out to everybody,
Surf
knuckleheads.
Surf
shout out to the knuckleheads that couldn't make it. But Vicky came over here and held us down. We appreciate it. We respect it. Hey, make sure you get that EP. Vicky, let them know one more time for the people that's just tuning in the name of the EP and where to get it. One more time for the roll.
Off top. All right, so Vicky Shakespeare EP will be dropping tomorrow. Much Ado About Vicky on all digital distribution. Market Google, Spotify, Pandora.
That's a big avenue.
Beef Music, all of that. You're going to find me. iTunes, everything. So just look for me tomorrow. Search me and download that. Send me a screenshot. I'm on all of my social media. It's at Vicky Shakespeare, V-I-K-I Shakespeare.
That's what it is, man. You know what? I'm going to send you a screenshot when I get it.
Off top. Follow me. All of that. I'm going to follow you back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vicky Shakespeare.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Once again, Vicky, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
No doubt, man. It's definitely been a pleasure. It's about that time for us to black out. It's been a good show. It's been interesting. I ain't even planned on actually, you know, Vicky is really an interesting person because, you know, when we went to the break, LV, you know, we was thinking we probably going to chop it up with Vicky for a little bit and then get back to the topic.
Yeah.
But Vicky's so animated. She got so much spunk. We was actually able to go on a whole nother talking about music and all that and her career. That was actually really cool. You know what I mean? To kind of break down the show like that. And the second half is about her and about music and stuff. And, you know, she's a real cool person, a real good guest, one of the best guests we've had. You know, that's definitely was up, man. I definitely enjoyed hanging out tonight. My man LV came and held me down. The rest of my team, freaking knuckleheads, man. Nizzy half dead, and I don't know where everybody else at. Got their thumbs in their behinds. But no, it's all good. It's all love. It's always all love, man. So, you know what I mean? We still had a good time. Still was successful. That's what it's all about. You know what I mean? LV, talk to him real quick before we black out.
Hey, look, man. Anybody who listened in today, man, y'all got to give a shout out to Vicky Shakespeare. She did hold us down. You know what I'm saying? Me and Tay had to do the two-man group, but it's all right. Hope everybody who went on the show today able to get well. That's you, Nizzy Nay. Get well. Ida, KC, where y'all at? Let me know. Me and Tay had to hold this down, but we appreciate everybody that listens. Appreciate Ms. Vicky Shakespeare for coming on here. Gave us a lot of insight on music. Nicki Minaj, by the way, I'm very sad that your butt don't move when you walk. So I'm Well, man, we're going to be out of here, man. It's the panel, Real Talk Radio.
We out of here, man. Y'all stay tuned. Look, I almost closed the show without playing a freaking outro. It's like whenever we get, like, past the time when we go into OT, because, you know, we usually
right.
black out 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Once we pass 11, my brain ain't all the way necessarily in tune. I start geeking. I start doing silly stuff like closing the show without playing the outro. Got to have an outro. It's only right that we black out in style. So you already know, it's Real Talk Radio, T-Real, LV. We out of here. Catch us next week. Same place, same time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's Real Talk Radio. People, holla.
You know what it is.
You've been listening to It's Real Talk Radio with Tay Real and Nippy Nay. Facebook us at It's Real Talk Radio. Tweet us at It's Real Radio MP.